10 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Let's go!
Minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
I'm on the fence.
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, I've been sipping, I've been buzzing, shooting doubles like it's nothing, all but nothing makes you go away. I need something you prove, something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pulling 92 a heart, I feel like nothing's gonna cut it, that's the hard truth. That does it. I give them all my money. Ain't nobody selling nothing you prove. Something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pulling
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Till Rough Riders Baseball.
Wait a minute. I think I have my conscience on your front doorstep. Oh, wait a minute. I think I left my consciousness in the sixth dimension. But I'm here right now, right now. Just sitting in a cloud. Oh, wow. I'm here right now.
Minute till Rough Riders Baseball. Seconds till Rough Riders Baseball.
It's dance time in Texas and we're striking up the band. Let's go honky tonkin', honey, take my hand. It's dance time in Texas where the wine and music flow. We'll do that Texas two-step and that old cotton eye joe.
time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Radio Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Zach Bigley.
Coming off a series opening victory last night against the Amarillo Sod Poodles, the Rough Riders are back in action. It's game two of a six-game series between the AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers and the Arizona Diamondbacks. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Riders Field. Alongside Shane Newman, Zach Bigley with you. Very happy to have you along as we are in for what should be a very fun baseball game. The Rough Riders coming off a victory last night, 6-2, in which they led almost wire to wire. And they have a good pitching matchup today. Shane, as we look at this one today, last night, such a big victory just to kind of set the tone early on in the series.
Definitely, after coming from the road and getting some big wins on the road, now being at home, opening up that series here at home for the next 12 games, we're 11 games now. It's always good to get up to a good start. It's the dog days right now. August, approaching the late season, it's hot, guys are tired, banged up. So to play good baseball is always good at this time of year. So hopefully the Rough Riders can keep that rolling.
A big three-run home run from Sandro Fabian yesterday. He had a three-hit performance, and Seth Nordlund poured in a really good start as well. Four shutout innings. That's now two starts for the guy who's normally worked out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders. Both have been four shutout innings. And as a former pitcher coming from the bullpen, going to a starting role, how difficult is that?
It's very difficult, but what makes it easy, and Jeff Andrews, I call him Master Teacher. He's been around for a long time. He knows how to prepare his guys, especially those guys that are looked upon out of the bullpen to eat up innings. That transition to starting is a little bit easier because you're used to being stretched out. So to have that mindset of being ready to go for multiple innings, three, four, five innings coming out of the bullpen, the only difference is your preparation in the game because you get to come out a half hour before, do your stretching, do your throwing, and get your bullpen working. That's the only adjustment in my eyes that I would think for a guy like that.
Three-run home run, another home run for these Rough Riders. 12 on the road in that six-game series in Springfield, and then one in the first game here in this set. Sod Poodles also hit a homer, and we've seen a lot of home runs allowed and a lot of home runs hit by the Rough Riders in the last couple weeks. That is certainly going to be a key going forward.
Well, hopefully for us and not the Sod Poodles. I don't even know what a Sod Poodle is. Man, maybe you can educate me on that. But, you know, for tonight's pitcher, Zach Kent, you know, inducing soft contact, being able to change speeds and keep the ball on the ground, I think he'll have a good night if he's able to do that and to keep these guys from lifting that ball and having a chance at hitting a few home runs.
We've seen a lot of balls fly out of this ballpark, unfortunately, and fortunately. It's been very hitter-friendly throughout the 2022 season, and hopefully the Rough Riders will be able to hit some more. Hopefully some of these new guys, it's been a lot of new faces here in Frisco as we've seen a bunch of new guys come through. We will join with Scott Capers, the Riders' catcher, later on today as Chris was able to catch up with him. But you have Brad Miller, a rehabber, and then also Aaron Zavala just played three games with the Riders. Luis Angel Acuna just played his first game with the Riders. Miguel Aparicio only played three games. Scott Capers making his Riders debut. A lot of new faces. It's that time of year when you get a lot of guys getting promoted from the lower levels, and it's really exciting to see them here.
Definitely, especially for a team that's playing good baseball in a playoff run. To add some quality parts and to have some rehab guys with some experience, it's always tough to kind of gel and have that chemistry at this time of year with the moving parts, especially for a winning team. But I believe the guys that are coming in for rehab can keep everybody together, make sure everybody stays on the same page, and we can make that push into the playoffs.
And certainly, we're looking forward to what should be a really fun run to the playoffs. We have 41 games remaining in the season after this one. Kind of crazy. It's nuts seeing what's going on and how fast this season is flying by. Eric Nadell is here on hand for our Texas Baseball Legends Wednesday. He's the Hall of Famer and radio broadcaster for the Texas Rangers, as David Garcia is going to be doing the catching for his first pitch. He heads on out, and he's ready to throw the first pitch. Man, I'm sure this is kind of an odd feeling for him. He's used to being up here in the booth, and he'll join us later on in the ballgame. We're really excited to chat with Nadell, a good friend of the Rough Riders, and obviously a guy who knows his way around the mic as well. He called the game earlier today as the Rangers unfortunately fell to the Baltimore Orioles. Well, we mentioned Scott Capers, the Rough Riders catcher. He'll be making his Rough Riders debut today behind the plate catching Zach Kent. And our very own Chris Jarrod was able to catch up with him pregame. We'll get to that interview on the other side of this break as the Rough Riders are getting set to take on the Amarillo Sod Poodles in the second game of this six-game series. Scott Capers joins us next as we roll along on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Dallas Black Giants return to Riders Field as your Frisco Rough Riders play as the Barnstorming Negro Leagues team on Sunday, August 14th. Be sure to arrive early for a Dallas Black Giants jersey replica figurine and stick around after the game for Kids Run the Bases presented by Raisin Canes. That's the Dallas Black Giants at Riders Field coming up on Sunday, August 14th. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders continue their season-long special of Texas baseball legends welcoming some of the greatest Rangers to Riders Field this season. On Wednesday, August 3rd, Baseball Hall of Famer and Rangers broadcaster Eric Nadell will be at Riders Field for a meet-and-greet.
Breaking ball, strike three call! The Rangers are going to the World Series!
Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Back on the Riders Baseball Network, Chris Jared with you before a 7:05 start time between Amarillo and Frisco. We've got a newcomer in town with us. Scott Capers is with us on the Riders Baseball Network. Scott, appreciate you joining us. Welcome to Frisco, and how was Hickory for you this season?
Oh, it was great. I had a great time, had a great manager, learned a lot. The boys out there were working hard, and we won a lot of games, so I'm ready to come do the same thing here.
You've got kind of similar personnel. I mean, a lot of the guys have stuck together that were in Hickory last year. They're now here, coaching staff as well. How nice is that to have familiar faces as you move through the org?
Oh, it's awesome. I got a lot of good greetings when I got here. A lot of these guys I, you know, played with 4 years ago in Spokane, and it was nice coming to the locker room and having everybody, you know, give me hugs and happy for me and everything. So happy to be here.
When you find out the news, who do you call?
Right away, I called my dad. He was kind of the person that got me into baseball when I was young. Didn't really know why, you know, I was just playing sports, and then ended up going to Mount Carmel High School with Josh Stowers, actually, and started catching there, and this is where I am today, so it's been a great ride.
Mount Carmel seems like it's very athletic, very competitive. How do you think maybe that kind of set the tone for you early on to have that mindset of competitiveness in baseball?
I just feel like coming from a cold weather town, too, our coach really harped on hard work and winning, and I feel like even Stowers, you could probably tell, like, we go out there and we give it our all, and we're going to give our 100%. I think that's, like, kind of what we got out of that high school, so, yeah.
From there, you go to Valpo. That's where you were able to play your college ball. What do you think and where do you think you grew as a player, and what do you think you improved on in your time in college, and what were you able to take away from, you know, playing college baseball?
I took away a lot. I feel like the hardest part first was learning how to time manage, being able to, you know, grind at baseball but get school done too. I think that helped a lot with knowing what I wanted to do in the future and be, you know, a big leaguer one day. So it was pretty nice. I had my own facility, kind of got to do what I needed to do, and I learned a lot for myself. So it was a good experience.
Talking with Scott Capers on the Riders Baseball Network, new in town from Hickory yesterday, is that right?
Yep, that's right.
What was that like to be able to, you know, you pack your bags and you go across Texas? Is this your first time in Texas?
I've been to Texas a few times. Actually, a year ago from today, I was here. I had labrum surgery. It was traumatic, but I'm here, and I worked my butt off, so I'm ready to get after it, and I'm happy to be in Texas.
Where's your mindset at when you do have to completely hit the reset button and go through a surgery and an injury like that to be able to get back to 100% and just keep your mind in it, keep your brain in it?
I would just say knowing, like, the end goal and knowing, like, what I started this game for, you know. I want to be a big leaguer, and I don't think there's really anything that's going to stop me. So I think just being able to continue the hard work and, you know, having people surrounding you and helping you out, like the guys here, I think that helps a lot. So I'm just ready to get after it and have some fun.
You mentioned your dad having an impact with you on baseball. Were there any favorite teams or favorite players for you growing up?
It's weird, actually. Growing up, I was a White Sox fan. And then going to high school in Chicago, kind of, you know, started hanging out with certain people, and we ended up starting to go to Cubs games. So I started being a Cubs fan, but I would say my favorite player of all time would be Magleyo Ordóñez. I just remember going as a kid, just hearing the OEO, you know, at the stadium, the White Sox stadium. But, yeah, I would just say Derek Jeter, too, just, like, being a captain. I like the leadership and how hard he worked, and I just aspire to be just like them.
Scott Capers, we just caught up with the new catcher in town. Scott, appreciate your time, and welcome to Frisco.
Thank you.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
Join us for some big fun on Saturday, August 6th at Riders Field for Texas Night. Get your Texas Night ticket packs available now, which includes one home plate ticket to Saturday's game at 7:05, as well as a limited edition Tumbleweed Textiles Rough Riders t-shirt, all for just $35. Our Texas Night ticket packs are available now by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
The Frisco Rough Riders have partnered with PGA Frisco to present Golf Night at Riders Field, sponsored by the 2023 KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship. On August 12th, the Riders play host to the San Antonio Missions, and fans are invited out to the ballpark for golf-themed fun and activities throughout the game. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, pregame before the second game of the six-game series, Rough Riders and Sod Poodles alongside Shane Newman. I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you as the Rough Riders get set with Zach Kenny out on the hill. Bryce Jarvis goes on the other side for Amarillo. Let's take a little bit of a deeper look into these two starting pitchers. Starting with Zach Kent, 6'3", 208-pounder, 24 years old, out of VMI, the Virginia Military Institute, former ninth rounder by the Texas Rangers, native of Henrico, Virginia. Well, Zach Kent has had some really strong starts over the course of this season and some poor ones, unfortunately. One of those was against these Amarillo Sod Poodles. Overall on the season, 1-2 with a 4.92 ERA, making his 16th start on the year. 60 and a third innings, 63 strikeouts to 27 walks. And really one of the most important things for him is his fastball command, but also getting those breaking balls across. When he's using all four pitches, he is really good.
For sure. You have to be able to mix up your pitches against a team like Amarillo because they hit for so much power. Guys are coming up hacking, so we may even be able to pitch backwards a bit to set up the fastball for later in count. So Zach has it on his mind. He didn't have a great outing against these guys the last time out. He's at home. He's feeling comfortable, so hopefully he can keep it rolling for himself and finish off this season on a strong note starting tonight.
And you mentioned, Shane, he's at home. That's huge. Fourth career start against Amarillo. All three previously had been at Amarillo. That's a launching pad, and the numbers truly do show it. 18 runs, 16 earned over 10 innings across his three starts. That is some really tough stuff for Zach Kent, and he looks to improve upon those numbers here at home. On the other side, it's the Duke man, Bryce Jarvis, the number 7 prospect in the Diamondbacks organization, and he's making yet another start against the Rough Riders. The 24-year-old has really had a tough season this year. 2-3, a 7.44 ERA. He's making his 18th start on the year. A lot of strikeouts, 79 over his 71 and a third, but a lot of walks as well, 39. And the big thing, opponents are hitting .314 against him this year, and he's given up a ton of hits, and that makes things very, very difficult Tough thing as well is you pitch in that home ballpark of Amarillo, where he has an almost 8 ERA, but a just under 7 ERA in away games as well. So the big key for him, also command, but also keeping the Rough Riders out of the hit column in this game is going to be big for him.
Well, for him, we don't need him to have any type of command tonight. let him continue to struggle with that command. But it's always tough to pitch when you don't fill up the strike zone consistently. You're going to give up those hits. Things are going to happen, and you're going to scuffle a little bit.
All right, we're looking forward to what should be a very fun pitching matchup between Zach Kent and Bryce Jarvis. We're going to step aside, come back for the national anthem and first pitch of today's ball game. It's the Rough Riders and the Sod Poodles here at Riders Field. We'll return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Spend a summer night at Riders Field on Sunday, August 7th for back-to-school night. The Frisco Rough Riders host the Amarillo Sod Poodles with a 6:05 Sunday pitch, and Thomas Ian Nichols from the classic film Rookie of the Year will be on hand for a meet-and-greet.
Raffenboozer.
Gartenhoser.
Ruhlengroder.
Rosenbagger. Warm up. You're going in.
Tickets are available now at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to ridersbaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back of the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Join us for some big fun on Saturday, August 6th at Riders Field for Texas Night. Get your Texas Night ticket packs available now, which includes one home plate ticket to Saturday's game at 7:05, as well as a limited edition Tumbleweed Textiles Rough Riders t-shirt, all for just $35. Our Texas Night ticket packs are available now by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
Day, presented by CoServe, takes over Riders Field on August 11th, complete with a Rough Riders Lunchbox giveaway to kids 12 and under, presented by CoServe. It's also Thirsty Thursday and Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River with drink specials and more. We'll see you out here at Riders Field on August 11th. Visit ridersbaseball.com to purchase tickets. Let's ride!
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Hey
Head to Riders Field for Whataburger Night on Friday, August 5th. Enjoy Whataburger-themed fun all game long and grab a spot in the outfield to catch post-game fireworks presented by Whataburger. Grab the Whataburger Night Ticket Pack for four tickets to the game, four Whataburger coupons, and four pairs of Whataburger sunglasses for only $44. Use the code Whataburger when purchasing. That's Whataburger Night on Friday, August 5th. Let's ride.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watley with the tag. They got him.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores.
2-1.
High fly ball out into right field. Incoming Lazy River.
He offers in the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Got him at 98 for the backwards K.
Deep down the left field line. Forget it. Way out of here.
The temptation. The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
At the wall. Makes the catch.
Way out of here and gone.
He went around. Strike three and the Riders win.
And now let's head out to the ballpark for the call of tonight's game. Here's Zach Bigley.
Hell, I'll never mind.
The Rough Riders at 16-12 in the second half are set to go for game number 98 on the season. Hi, everybody. Hi atop Riders Field alongside Shane Newman. I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you for game two of this six-game series between the Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sun Poodles. Should be a really good pitching matchup between Bryce Jarvis and Zach Kent. And let's take a look at the starting lineups for both teams, starting with Amarillo at 15-13 on the year. Here's Sean Roofs starting nine. Jorge Barrosa leads things off in center field. He reached five times safely yesterday, and he's out in center. Tristan English is hitting second at third base. Leandro Cedeno is at first base hitting third. Middle third, Eduardo Diaz, the DH. Robbie Enriquez is in right field, and Tim Tawa is at second base today. Bottom third, Juan Centeno, the catcher. Nick D'Alessandro in left field. Andrew Stankiewicz is the shortstop today in the ninth spot. Once again, the starting nine for Amarillo: Barrosa, English, Cedeno, Diaz, Enriquez, Tawa, Centeno, D'Alessandro, and Stankiewicz. Here's Barrosa stepping up to the plate. Ready to go? Let's do this thing.
Definitely, let's do it.
Zach Kent, shoulders square to the third base bag. He is set to go on this warm day here in Frisco. Left-hander against the right-hander on the hill, and away we go from Frisco. It's driven in the air to right, and that one drops in front of Aaron Zavala for a base hit. So first pitch swinging, Jorge Barrosa smacks it into right, and we're off and running at 7:07 in the p.m. here in Frisco.
Maybe the theme tonight after last night's game, aggressive at the plate swinging, so it would be a good thing for Zach to mix some things up, get him off that fastball a bit.
All right, work in those off-speed tosses. Here's Tristan English in from the right side. Our first pitch temperature, 100 degrees. It feels like a 103 here in Frisco. Stretching the pitch. Fits one on the outside corner with a heater for a strike at 94, and it's 0-1. 14-mile-an-hour winds blowing out to left field. Pull side shift on the infield for the Rough Riders for the right-handed batting English, who went 0-5 yesterday. Kent rocks, fires. Low and outside, it misses, and it's 1-1.
After an 0-5 night, I might be a little bit disciplined at the plate, wait for something that I like before I take a swing at it.
Kent ready from the stretch. He rocks and fires. High and inside, and the count goes to 2-1. Look at the defense behind Zach Kent today. It's Sandro Fabian in left. Miguel Aparicio roams center, and Aaron Zavala in right field. Jonathan Ornelas has third. Luis Angel Acuna, the shortstop. Justin Foscue at second, and Blaine Crimmett first. The pitch. Clips the outside corner for a called strike, and it's 2-2. Scott Capers makes his Riders debut behind home, the Rough Riders catcher today.
I was going to mention that. I think he's ready to go. He's broken in now, caught a couple pitches. Good to go.
Sometimes it's all it takes.
That's it.
Kent ready from the stretch. 2-2. Fouled straight back. Still 2-2.
We'll see how he adjusts to this heat out here for the next couple months, because it's not about to cool down anytime soon.
No kidding. We're right at the beginning of August. It just gets hotter from this point.
Change of uniform after the third or fourth inning.
These two worked together in Hickory at the beginning of the season, where Capers was before he tore his labrum. Here's the stretch.
2-2. Runner goes, swinging a ground ball through the vacated right side into right field for a hit. Barossa turns around second on his way to third, and he's stopped right there. And early trouble for Zach Kent. Back-to-back singles on the hit and run. Puts runners at first and third and nobody out for Leandro Cedeno, who homered yesterday.
It's always a tough one as a pitcher. Guy steals. He's in motion, recovering the bag, and he squeezes one right through the double play dip.
Yeah, if he's not going there, that could be an easy double play.
Definitely.
Now you face a guy who's arguably one of the top MVP candidates in the league. Wide open stance for Cedeno, first pitch. Curveball misses low in the dirt, blocked by Capers, and it's one ball and no strikes. Cedeno on the season, .293 average, 22 homers, 69 runs batted in. That's second in the league.
Nintendo numbers?
No kidding. Venezuelan native has had a monster season, and he hit a 527-foot home run earlier this season in Amarillo. The 1-0 pitch. He fouls it away back behind home, 1-1.
He's looking to do a little damage right now, so definitely be smart keeping the ball down in the zone, mixing that slider curveball. See if we can get another ground ball out of this.
When you haven't caught a guy all season as a catcher, it must be a little bit difficult as Capers sets down low and inside. The 1-1 pitch in the air. Foul right side, and the count goes to 1-2.
Definitely may be tough, but they did have somewhat of a relationship down in Hickory, so I think after those first few batters, first few pitches, maybe an inning or so, they'll start to build that rapport again.
Kent ready from the stretch. He rocks in the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him upstairs with the fastball. Big strikeout for Zach Kent. That's the first out, and now a ground ball can get you out of the inning.
Definitely a great sequence like that right there against a big-time hitter. Talking about 22 homers, a lot of RBIs, things of that nature. To make those pitches and to get him to chase late in the count, it's always good. Let's get this ground ball right here, though. Get out of this inning with no damage.
Eduardo Diaz, another dangerous offensive guy at the plate. Kent ready from the stretch, he deals. First pitch slider in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Diaz, .280 hitter on the year, 10 homers, 59 RBIs. Second on the team actively. Kent from the stretch. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Another good slider diving low, and it's 0-2.
So you make your money at right here, pitching with runners on base.
And time called. It's called by Diaz.
Check on that 18-second clock. Make sure we're not getting too close.
Exactly. Kent with a black glove at the chest. Long hold, and the right-hander still holding. And now deals the 0-2. So we're going to drive into left center field. A long run for Fabian. Long run Aparicio. Nobody gets there. It's down to the warning track. Barossa scores from third. English around third on his way home, and he scores with no throw. Two-run double for Eduardo Diaz, and it's 2-0 Amarillo.
Zach wasn't able to get that slider down like he did on the previous pitch. That long swing showed me that he had slider bat speed, and he was able to catch up to one and drive in two runs with a two-run double to left center.
I just put it in the perfect spot right in between Fabian and Aparicio. Nobody could get it. And Eduardo Diaz has 61 RBIs now in the season. His 22nd double. Here's Robbie Enriquez, first pitch. Catches the inner edge, 0-1. Fastball's good early on for Kent.
It's definitely.
94-96.
Definitely.
Not a guy you want to mess around with in Enriquez. He's on a 16-game hitting streak. 0-1. Rocketed to second. Pass Foscue into the right center alley. Diaz up to third. He's getting the wave home. Zavala fires it in, and it's up the first baseline, not in time. Enriquez drives in another run. It's 3-0 Amarillo.
Guys out here swinging tonight, being aggressive, trying to jump out to an early lead. They've done so thus far, especially after coming in last night and getting shut down.
Capers is going to go talk with Kent. Something about facing Amarillo for Zach Kent, it's been a struggle for him.
Could be more nerves, too, because he's wanting to bounce back from the last outing. new catcher, nerves on that side of it too. Hopefully he can settle in and keep him right there and go deeper into the game and give us a chance to win tonight.
And this is not necessarily what you came to expect from Zach Gant. He'd been really good, allowing just two runs in the month of July over 16 innings, a 1.13 ERA.
You mentioned mindset. You mentioned mindset was his biggest thing, so hopefully he can settle in and get out of his own head and make some good pitches to keep us in the game.
I'm sure that's one of the things that Capers was talking to him about as the pitch is grounded left side of the infield. That sneaks through into left for a base hit. Enriquez was on the move. He motors to third, and he stopped right there. So another hit as Tim Tawa collects the single.
I think most of those hits, except for the leadoff hitter, has been on off-speed pitches. So the guys know something, or, you know, they're just locked in today, and it's just one of those days.
And that was on the curveball. It looked like he was fooled badly on it. A late swing, and he was still able to get the barrel to it and ground it the left side of the infield and through. Now here comes Jeff Andrews, the Riders' pitching coach, and he's going to go talk to Ken. 3-0 Sod Poodles here in the first inning. On five hits, still just one out.
Yeah, still got a double play in order. So let's hope one of these ground balls goes right to somebody, because we've had a few squeak through the hole a few times this inning. So we do have one right at the second baseman, our shortstop. TaylorMade double play. Let's get out of here.
Is that the kind of message you're giving to Ken right now?
It's probably selling him down a little bit, because I'm sure Andy knows that he wants to go out there and pitch well tonight based on how his last outing went with Amarillo. And, again, you have a new catcher. He's nervous as well. So just trying to get these guys to settle down and make some pitches. Quality pitches, should I say.
Yeah, no kidding. First inning has been the trouble inning for Zach Kent this year. His 9 runs allowed in 15 starts entering into this one in the first inning, the most out of any inning. Juan Centeno bats now, left-handed hitting catcher, the pitch. High off the outside corner, 1-1, no strikes.
He's throwing the ball well. It's just those guys are finding holes and putting enough bat on it to land it somewhere.
Just hitting them where they ain't at this point.
That's it.
The pitch, fouled straight back, 1-1. It's not as if the pitch count is alarming either. Just 19 pitches from Ken. It's been a lot of early account attacking so far for the Sod Poodles.
Yeah, aggressive team coming out swinging.
1-1 to Centeno. A wide open stance. His right foot almost outside the batter's box. The pitch. Curveball slips high and away, and it's now 2-1.
Two-seam fastball would be good right here. Get him to roll over something.
Trying to get that ground ball. It's a pull side shift for the Rough Riders in the infield. Luis Angel Acuna, the Riders' shortstop, almost playing behind the second base bat. 2-1 is chopped out to second softly. Foscue has it. No play to second. Just whips it onto first in time there, but Enriquez crosses home. It's now 4-0 Amarillo on the RBI ground out by Centeno.
We get the ground ball we want, but it just wasn't quite hard enough to turn that double play.
And it almost looked like Acuna was going for the baseball at first and then couldn't get to the second base bag.
Yeah, tough with the shift these days. And he's new as well, so just to learn your middle infield and get that rapport with the second baseman is tough as well.
No kidding. Just 20 years old, Acuna. But two outs now. Here's D'Alessandro, and it's on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Eighth man up in the inning for the Soddies. Kent ready from the stretch. The pitch is cut on and missed, and it's 0-2 now.
Fastball is plenty good tonight.
Not only the 4 runs in the inning, but this is the first time Kent has allowed more than 1 earned run in a start since June 9th.
Those good streaks come to an end. We just have to start a new one. Let's battle through this one first.
Trying to get out of this inning and then get back up on the hill. He's ready from the stretch. He fires. High off the outside corner, 1-2. The Rough Riders in the bullpen today do have Joe Barlow, the big league rehabber, and expecting to see Justin Slayton as well, who can go multiple innings. Looks like Frisco's going to get their bullpen ready right now. 1-2. Swinging a soft tapper back behind home, and it's still 1-2. Tristan Pauly starts the throw for the Rough Riders.
Like Kent's slider a lot. He's able to throw that pitch down in the zone a lot more than the curveball tonight. Might be something he needs to rely on moving forward.
Now, a lot of scouts love that slider. They say that's his best pitch. Here's the stretch. 1-2. High off the outside corner. We're even at 2-2. Ray Patchen has balls and strikes behind the plate today, our home plate umpire. Casey James is down the first baseline, and Isaias Barba, our third base umpire. We're in the top of the first inning, 4-0. Amarillo leads. 2-2. Actually, a look back towards second before that. Tawa back in. He's the only man on base right now. D'Alessandro making his series debut. He's the only difference in the lineup today. It's Tyquan Forbes yesterday in the eighth spot. The offering is popped up. Right side of the infield. Foscue both feet on the grass. He backpedals into shallow right field, makes the catch, and the side comes to a close in the first. Four runs come across on five hits for Amarillo. No errors and one runner left on base. Not a great start for the Rough Riders, but they come to the plate offensively when we come back at the bottom of the first on the Riders Baseball Network.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig in to Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger patty melt, just like you like it. Order online to earn rewards.
The Frisco Rough Riders have partnered with PGA Frisco to present Golf Night at Riders Field, sponsored by the 2023 KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship. On August 12th, the Riders play host to the San Antonio Missions, and fans are invited out to the ballpark for golf-themed fun and activities throughout the game. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Where's the love?
The Rough Riders with some work to do on the offensive side as we go to the bottom of the first inning. Brad Miller starts things, the big league rehabber. And Jonathan Ornelas and Aaron Zavala top third for the Rough Riders against Bryce Jarvis, the right-hander and starting pitcher for the Sod Poodles. 18th start of the year for Jarvis, and the first pitch is low of the zone. One ball and no strikes. Jarvis, the 24-year-old, 2-3, a 7.44 earned run average this year. His only start against Frisco did not go well. 10 runs on 10 hits over three innings. The pitch fouled away left side, and the count goes to 1-1 on Miller.
Let's see if we can add to that tonight, starting with Miller.
And Miller went 0-4 last night in his first rehab game. Left-handed batter. Jarvis squares his shoulders to the third base dugout. Winds in the 1-1. That one's hit high in the air out to left field with some carry. D'Alessandro shy of the warning track and left. He's under it to make the catch. One down, and here's Jonathan Ornelas.
Patience, patience, patience is going to be the thing to get us back in this game tonight.
4-0, Rough Riders trail. It's a good guy to do it. He's been the Rough Riders' leadoff hitter for the majority of the year. Just shy of the league-leading batting average at 319. First pitch comes across the outside corner for a strike at 94, and it's 0-1.
I say he knows what he's doing at the plate.
Yeah, no kidding. Just 22 years old. 0-1. Check swing and a miss, and a good breaking ball low and away in the dirt, and the count goes to 0-2.
Yeah, we either have to speed up Jarvis or slow him down a little bit. He looked like he's working pretty fast. It's always nice to pitch with a lead, though.
No kidding. Spotted a four spot before you take the hill. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him low and away in the dirt for strike three. He makes quick work of Ornelas, and there are two down.
Jarvis is giving me Max Scherzer vibes right now. Just the way he throws, his attitude on the mound, his swagger, however you want to put it.
That's certainly what the Diamondbacks thought they were getting when they took him in the first round a couple years ago out of Duke. Just the second first-rounder ever out of Duke, joining Marcus Stroman. Here's the pitch home to Zavala. This is low of the zone, and it's one ball and no strikes.
Some history right there.
Yeah, no kidding. Duke University on the hill, University of Oregon at the plate. And Zavala playing in his fourth game with the Rough Riders. The pitch. He sprays it the opposite way in the air down the line. It drops in fair. Zavala with good speed around first on his way to second. D'Alessandro gets it back in, but not before. Aaron Zavala checks in at second with his third double already in four games here in Frisco.
Double machine. Hopefully we get some runners on base later on and hit a few more doubles. Driving some more runs.
What an impression Zavala has made so far in four games. He's four for his first 10, five walks, five runs scored, three doubles, three RBIs, and a stolen base.
Slash, 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 slash.
Doesn't get much better. Two outs, runner at second, 4-0. Amarillo leads it. Bottom of the first inning, here's Foscue. First pitch. Clips the outside corner, upper edge for a strike, 0-1.
It's nice to get on base, man. That's the name of the game.
And Zavala did it just about as good as anybody at the high A level in Hickory, leading the South Atlantic League with a .424 on base percentage. 0-1. Low and outside, misses, and it's one ball and one strike.
That slider looks pretty sharp, too. Guys can spin it out here tonight.
Yeah. Good looking breaking balls from both pitchers. Jarvis getting a few more results early on than Kent did. 1-1 toss on the way. Catches the outside corner, a called strike, 1-2.
Definitely looks locked in tonight. Hopefully that adrenaline can slow down a tad bit after this first inning here.
For the Rough Riders, can get just at least one run. Might chip away at the lead a little bit. Trailing 4-0 in the first, 1-2 on Foscue. Here she comes. Fouled straight back, and it's 1-2. Hoping that Foscue can continue the power surge that he had on the road as well in Springfield. Two homers in that six-game series, including a grand slam on Sunday, his second granny of the year. Foscue trying to tap into that power that you know is in that bat. Six home runs so far this year. Jarvis closed off from the stretch. 1-2. He sprays it foul opposite way. Still 1-2.
Leave one up right here so we can drive one in the gap. Might not need a home run right now. Let's keep the inning rolling with a nice little double. Drive in the run. Set up for our next guy.
That's been the biggest key with Foscue this year. 23 doubles. Most actively on the Rough Riders. Homers haven't necessarily been there. The doubles have. 1-2 toss. Fouls it back this way again. It's still 1-2.
Power numbers.
Yeah.
Slugging percentage stays pretty high with those.
You know those homers are in that bat. Let's take a look at the defense again for Amarillo in this first inning. Nick D'Alessandro is in left. Jorge Barroso in center. Robbie Enriquez in right. Tristan English has third. Drew Stankiewicz at short. Tim Tawa at second. Leandro Cedeno is the first baseman. And Juan Centeno for the second straight night does the catching. 1-2 on Foscue. Open stance. The pitch. Strike three called. Got him upper edge inside corner. And it's the second strikeout for Jarvis in the first inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, a runner left on base for the Rough Riders. They trail 4-0 as we go to the top of the second from Riders Field on the Riders Baseball Network.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Hi, I'm Dennis Jenkins. Did you know that ABC Home and Commercial Services offers not only pest control services, but also lawn care and maintenance, irrigation, landscaping, plumbing, heating and air conditioning, handyman services, and pool services? ABC's been serving Texas for over 70 years. Find us on the web at goanteater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Carpet Tech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpet Tech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Sod Poodles lead 4-0 as we go to the top of the second from Frisco, Texas. 9-1-2 due up. It's Drew Stankiewicz, Jorge Barrosa, and Tristan English for Amarillo. Zach Kent back into his windup in the pitch home. Catches the top of the zone for a strike, 0-1. This is a big inning for Kent.
Definitely. Hopefully he can settle in and eat some innings. That's what you want from a starting pitcher when he doesn't have his best stuff.
0-1 toss. Flicked foul out of play left side, and the count goes to 0-2.
Fastball hasn't been a problem, so he's established that. Maybe climb the ladder on this 0-2 pitch right here.
When he's ahead in the count, Ken has had a lot of success this year. It's just the command has not always been there at times. 0-2 toss. Flicks off the outside corner, and it's 1-2. And that's really one of the biggest keys, is to get ahead and stay ahead. And when he has, he's been extremely effective. 1-2. In the air, left side, foul territory. Ornelas gives it a look, but that one's three rows deep into the seats.
Good pitch right there coming in with the fastball after the 0-2 pitch where we climb the ladder. You see what he does right here, Zach Biggs. What you going with on this pitch right here?
I mean, the slider has been the best pitch all season long for Kent.
Got to bury that at the back foot, though.
Yeah, down and into a lefty. He's back into his windup in the 1-2. Grounded up the first baseline. Easy play for Krim. He takes it to the bag himself. And there's the out, and it was the slider.
Biggs, we need to get your uniform and put you in that bullpen, man. You called it.
I can call it. I don't know if I can throw it. Jorge Barrosa now at the top of the card. 4-0, Amarillo leads it. One out here in the second.
I just need you for one of those. One or two of those.
Exactly. Kent winds and fires. Clips the inside edge. Called strike with a heater. 0-1.
Looks a lot more calmer this inning.
He does. More locked in. 0-1 pitch. Low and outside. Misses this time with a change. 1-1.
Pitch has a lot of run on it, too.
Good looking pitch. He winds in the 1-1. Fouled back. Went upstairs with the heat, and it's 1-2. And that's one of the things that Jeff Andrews has talked about. He's one of those guys who has four legitimate pitches that you can go to. You don't have a single throwaway pitch, quote-unquote, as he winds back here in the 1-2. Chopper right side of the infield, charging Foscue. Picks, slings it sidearm to first, and it's in time. Right at the face of Blaine Krim, and Jorge Barrosa is out number two in the second.
Foscue made that look easy, but he had to run long ways to get that ball. I like the mix of pitches this inning. In and out, working that changeup now and finishing guys off with that good hard slider.
Didn't see that changeup much in the first inning. Second time through the order now, he's mixing it in. Here's Tristan English, first pitch. Got on and missed on the slider low and outside, 0-1. Or actually, that was the changeup.
Changeup, nice.
Yeah. He winds back in the 0-1. High and tight. 1-1.
There's something going now, like I said, moving in and out with the pitch, with his pitches, and using that changeup this inning.
And you're okay with that miss up and in there?
Oh, yeah.
1-1.
Sets up that slider or that changeup, which he just threw that slider just now.
Miss low and away.
I think guys are tight, kind of leaning over the plate, jumping out there, trying to get to something.
4-0, Amarillo, top of the second. Two outs, nobody aboard. One back in the 2-1. On the fist, fouled off right side. 2-2.
Can see the trend now. They've been trying to overthrow some things in that first inning. Wasn't quite able to execute the way he wanted to.
2-2 pitch on the way. High and tight, backed him off. 3-2.
Don't get comfortable.
Fastball's coming in quick.
Oh, yeah.
Kent has his sign, winds back in the payoff. Grounded to third. Ornelas picks nicely. A couple crow hops, slings it across, and gets him. And that's what Zach Kent needed. A 1-2-3 second inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Bottom two coming up. Riders trailing 4-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Spend a summer night at Riders Field on Sunday, August 7th for back-to-school night. The Frisco Rough Riders host the Amarillo Sod Poodles with a 6:05 Sunday pitch, and Thomas Ian Nichols from the classic film Rookie of the Year will be on hand for a meet-and-greet.
Rappenboozer.
Gartenhoser.
Rulengroder.
Rosenbagger. Warm up. You're going in.
Tickets are available now at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom two in Frisco, and Blaine Krim starts things off. The Rough Riders trailing 4-0 to Amarillo. Blaine Krim, Luis Angel Acuna, Sandro Fabian, the 3-2 up for Frisco against Bryce Jarvis. Third base side of the rubber, the right-hander deals. There's a drive out to deep left field. This one is well on its way and gone. Blaine Krim with his 14th homer of the year, and the Rough Riders are on the board. They trail 4-1. 107 off the bat for Krim.
Biggs, it's hot out here. That sent a little breeze through the stadium, but I don't think it cooled us off very much at all. That ball got out in a hurry.
That thing was crushed.
Nice, easy swing. Gotta love that.
Blaine Krim showing off the pop. His first extra base hit this month in the pitch. Acuna is outside. One ball, no strikes. Krim, 29 home runs a year ago. That's his 14th this year. Jarvis shakes no at the sign and now likes the second. The pitch is grounded out to short. Backhanded stop Stankiewicz. Sets his feet. Fires across. And he gets the speedy Acuna for the first down.
Jarvis throws pretty hard, but the spin rate is not very high. I'm guessing he's getting some good extension. That's why he creates weak contact a lot.
The homer wasn't weak contact.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Sandro Fabian had pretty good contact yesterday with a three-run homer. First pitch. Inside on him, one ball, no strikes. A three-hit day for Sandro Fabian. 12 homers for the Dominican Republic native.
When you think about top prospect, you think about stuff and it doing certain things.
1-0. Finds the inner edge, belt high, strike 1-1.
Still working fast. Need to put together a couple more hits and slow him down a little bit.
That's what happens when he had his solo homer. Bases are still clear.
Yeah, no pressure.
1-1. Soft grounder left side of the infield. English has it from third. Slings it across and gets him. Two outs. Miguel Aparicio now in the eighth spot of the order for the Riders. 4-1. Amarillo leads it. Bottom half of the second.
One at a time. Continue to scratch back. Put some things together.
Never want to give up four in the first, but the good thing is it's the first inning. Still got a whole ball game left.
as a starting pitcher, you get a chance to settle in.
Wind back in the pitch to Aparicio. Off the outside corner, one ball and no strikes. And the way the Rough Riders have been scoring runs recently, coming back from down 4-0 is not out of the question.
Not at all, especially being at home, too.
1-0 pitch. Fouled away left side, and the count goes to one ball and one strike.
Zach Kent just has to keep us close.
Looked like he settled in with a 1-2-3 second inning. Rough Riders just trying to string some more together against Jarvis. 1-1. Low and outside, two balls and one strike.
Like a little changeup right there.
Yeah. Krim with a solo homer in the second. It's the 10th homer he's allowed to right-handed batters this year out of the 14 overall. 2-1. Swing and a miss.
Doubled up with that one.
Now low of the zone on the changeup, and it's 2-2.
Stuff is definitely there. They may have not had as much luck this season, but Double A is a tough level to pitch at.
They say this is the make-or-break level for a lot of guys, the 2-2. Off the end of the bat, flicked to left. D'Alessandro started in. Now he stops in his tracks, makes the catch to his left side, and the side comes to a close in the second. Run across for the Rough Riders on a solo home run by Blaine Krim, and the Rough Riders are on the board. They trail 4-1 to the top of the third on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Dallas Black Giants return to Riders Field as your Frisco Rough Riders play as the Barnstorming Negro Leagues team on Sunday, August 14th. Be sure to arrive early for a Dallas Black Giants jersey replica figurine and stick around after the game for Kids Run the Bases presented by Raisin Canes. That's the Dallas Black Giants at Riders Field coming up on Sunday, August 14th. Let's ride!
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Leandro Cedeno starts things off for Amarillo as we go to the top of the third inning from Frisco, Texas. Zach Kent back to the hill. Rough Riders trailing 4-1. Cedeno a strikeout victim in the first. First pitch, high and tight, one ball, no strikes.
Definitely a guy you got to make sure you pitch and make your pitches to. Pitch carefully, but make those pitches.
Kent the 1-0. Chopper third base side. Ornelas charges, picks shoulder high, sets his feet, and fires across to get him. One away.
Kent has definitely found something. A sequence that he's been using the last inning and the third, coming inside and using that slider, getting guys to roll over on that pitch.
He's been keeping it down, which has been really important, getting a lot of ground balls with it.
Some late break right there. Run out of bat.
There's Eduardo Diaz now in the pitch. Down the heart of the plate with a fastball for a strike in its own one. And I think also what we talked about, Shane, in that first inning is a lot of those base hits were soft contact. Here's the windback in the 0-1. High and inside, and it's 1-1. And so a lot of these ground balls, kind of the surrendering to the result. You know, you're getting those balls actually hit to guys.
Yes, and my adrenaline is through the roof, so I'm not breathing and doing the things I need to do to settle myself down.
1-1 toss. Swing and a miss. There's a really good slider low, and it's 1-2.
Fastball away for a strike. Fastball in. Brush me back a little bit. Slider down and away. Let's see what he did. Let's see if you can call it again, Biggs. What are we going with right here?
Want to double up on the slider? We're going fastball high here. Wind back in the 1-2. Went fastball just up out of the zone.
You've been doing this for a while, man. You got a cheat code or something over there. You can't be calling these pitches like this.
Seen this guy for a year and a half. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Diaz. Ken has his sign. He winds back in the 2-2. Swinging a ground ball foul back behind home, and it's still 2 balls, 2 strikes.
Doubling up, coming with that slider-fastball combination. Let's see if he doubles up with the slider or he goes back to the fastball right here.
It was a slider that Eduardo Diaz hit for a two-run double back in the first. 4-1 Amarillo, top of the third, one out. Here's the 2-2. High and inside, missed with the fastball.
Yeah, tried to go away right there. That ball ran a little bit in. Not a bad pitch. Let's see what happens right here, though.
3 balls, 2 strikes on Diaz. Right-hander has his sign. He peels and offers in. Swing and a miss. Got him low and away with a slider. There's strikeout number 2.
Money ball. Money pitch right there, should I say. Coming back with that slider. Made that pitch that time, too. Got it down in the zone.
And that pitch looked like a strike the entire way and then just disappeared.
Thing's pretty sharp, man. Pretty sharp.
A second strikeout for Kent, 2 outs in the third, and Robbie Enriquez hits now. Here's the one back in the pitch. Just slips outside, not by much.
Pitcher's pitch. Pitcher's pitch right there.
1 ball, no strikes. But Kent has really settled in. 7 in a row retiring as the next pitch clips the upper edge for a strike, and it's 1-1.
Moving that ball in and out, using that breaking ball and that changeup when need be.
He has his sign quickly back into his wind again in the 1-1. High and tight. This one inside.
Got a few guys diving. Got to keep them honest.
Is that something you use to get him off the plate?
Definitely. As a starter, you want to establish the inner third of the plate early in the game.
Kent delivers in the 2-1. That's a good slider at the bottom of the zone for a strike, and it's 2-2.
As he settled in and calmed down a bit, he's been using that inside part of the plate to lefties and righties to set up the slider or the changeup, keeping guys off balance. I think guys are starting to guess now based on count. That's why you see some of them diving, looking for something away.
Trying to finish off the inning here. Top of the third, Riders trailing 4-1. The 2-2. That one misses down low, and the curveball makes it 3 balls, 2 strikes.
I like that 3-pitch combo right now with the slider, fastball, and changeup. I think later in the game, if he gets to settle in and go a little bit deeper, that curveball will get better.
And time called. Here comes Jeff Andrews and Ichi Takazawa, the Riders' trainer, as well as Kent winced after throwing that last curveball, and he gives the thumbs up. Yeah, saw him wince and then go back behind the mound. He had an IL stint earlier this year with some arm trouble. Here comes Chad Comer, the Riders' acting manager, as well.
To hate that, especially right now, starting to settle in the game a little bit, have a little nick, but this is the time of year where guys are nicked up a bit and might have to take a little extra time to get ready, or a little bit more time between starts to make sure we're healthy enough to go out there every fifth or sixth day.
He's going to take a few warm-up pitches here and see if he's all right under the watchful eye of Ichi, and he says he's good to go. All right, so just a bit of a scare.
Just a bit. What'd you see? Was it something in the arm, the hand?
He winced and kind of went down, crouched. I didn't see what he was clutching, but hopefully he's all right. Tristan Pauley is warming in the Rough Riders bullpen.
Texas heat can do that to you sometimes, though.
Yeah. It is hot. Here's the 3-2. Hard grounder right side. Foscue dives just out of the second baseman's reach. It's into right field. And a 2-out single for Robbie Enriquez.
One of them CNI singles we saw in the first inning right there.
And that one hard on the ground, but as you mentioned, just perfect in the right spot, just out of the reach of Foscue. 2-out base knock. It's the 6th hit today for Amarillo. They lead by 3 in the third inning, and Tim Tawa makes his way in. He had a very odd swing that ended up being a single in the first. Throw goes over, and Enriquez is back in on a step and a dive. It was a curveball inside on Tawa that he pulled his hands inside and didn't hit the ball harder than about 70 miles an hour off the bat, but snuck it through the left side for a hit.
Tim's living right.
Yeah, no kidding. The pinch, high and inside, 1 ball, no strikes.
That's the only time things like that happen, when you're living right.
Baseball is a funny way of evening itself out, though.
Definitely.
Here's the stretch by the right-hander in the 1-0. Off the outside corner and misses. 2 balls, no strikes. It's now 59 pitches for Ken as we play in the top of the third. There's a good possibility this could be his last inning because of how many pitches he's had to throw each frame. 2-0.
Pitch.
Catches the outside corner, a called strike with a slider, and it's 2-1.
That's the money pitch. When I need a strike tonight, I go to that slider.
He looks in for his sign. He's got it. 2-1. Slider swing and a miss. 2-2.
It's not fair. It's not fair right now. But I can appreciate it.
When he locates it, it's just about as good as any pitch you'll see. He's left it up a couple times in this ballgame.
Yeah. First inning.
Riders trailing 4-1 in the third. 2 outs, runner at first. Kent ready from the stretch. And the right-hander, the 2-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Got him with the slider. It's his third strikeout. And the side comes to a close in the third. No runs, a hit, no errors, a runner left on base. And we go to the bottom of the third. Rough Riders trailing 4-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with 2 fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. I'm actually there in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Are you looking to work for a local, family-oriented company with growth opportunities in the fields of pest control, lawn care, plumbing, HVAC, handyman services, or pool services? ABC Home and Commercial Services is hiring for all fields for both experienced and inexperienced professionals. We offer great benefits such as health, dental, vision, paid time off, and a 401k. Apply today at goaneater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're at the bottom half of the third inning from Riders Field. The Rough Riders trailing 4-1. Scott Capers making his Double-A debut steps in to lead things off against Bryce Jarvis. Here's the windback and the pitch. Takes outside and it's 1 ball and no strikes. So welcome to Frisco, Scott Capers, a Chicago native, actually went to high school with Josh Stowers at Mount Carmel. 1-0. Low off the outside corner and it's 2 balls and no strikes. And a really strong start in Hickory for Scott Capers this year. 25 years old. Hit .261 with an .817 OPS, 8 homers in his 37 ball games. One back in the offering in. Catches the outside corner for a called strike, and it's 2-1.
See, we can make Bryce throw a few pitches this inning, get that pitch count up a little bit.
He's back into his wind in the 2-1. Inside with a curveball.
Saw that drop down slot right there?
Yeah.
He's been doing that a few times.
Changing that arm action with a breaking ball.
Only that pitch, though.
He winds in the 3-1. Inside with a fastball, ball 4. So Scott Capers, in his first Double-A plate appearance, reaches on a walk.
I think with this guy working fast, with Bryce Jarvis working fast, we might want to make him go faster, get that heart rate going a little bit more. I mentioned slowing him down a bit. But a guy that works fast and has some high intensity with himself, we might want to get him going a little bit more. know Miller's rehabbing. We might want to drag bun or something. Right? See if we can get him to move up the mound a little bit.
Pitch to Miller is high, and it's one ball and no strikes. Brad Miller, the Rangers rehabber, on the injured list with a neck strain back on July 18th.
Definitely perfect guy to bunt. Neck strain, we don't want to swing and tweak.
1-0. Misses low, and it's two balls, no strikes. 10-year big leaguer. Came up through the Seattle Mariners organization, debuted in 2013, and actually was teammates with James Jones, who was just promoted to AAA earlier today. 2-0 pitch. Hard grounder, first base side and foul, and it's two balls and one strike. And who would have thought here on the 2022 Frisco Rough Riders, we would have had two members of the 2014 Seattle Mariners. Pretty crazy.
Yeah. Division foes. Throwback, no batting gloves.
Oh, yeah. Miller was a big-time prospect for the Mariners. The pitch is down low and inside. A late steal attempt for Capers down to second. The throw down, and they pegged him at second. Perfect throw by Juan Centeno as he was trying to catch him napping on the delayed steal. He's thrown out at second, and there's the first out of the third.
I thought he maybe thought it was ball four the way he took off, but I guess it was a delayed steal. I don't know if I agree with that call right there. Just based on us having Jarvis throw a little bit more, make some pitches. Trying to start a rally. Yeah, get some things going.
Trying to make something happen. 3-1 is fouled back, 3-2.
Not a bad pitch to go on, but with a delayed steal, slowed things down just a tad bit.
When Miller came up in 2013, he was part of a really good infield crop with the Seattle Mariners. Here's the wind back in the 3-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Two down here in the third on the third strikeout for Bryce Jarvis. Miller came up with a guy named Nick Franklin. Played with the Mariners for a bit, went over to the Rays, and Dustin Ackley, who was the number two overall pick that year, was supposed to be a big-time infield prospect as well. Didn't necessarily pan out that way.
So he looks back and see the amount of guys he came up with and the amount of guys that are no longer playing.
First pitch to Ornelas is on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. A 1 pitch away, and it's one ball and one strike.
Jarvis is starting to use his sliding changeup a bit more now, too, as well. Strikeout on Miller was on the changeup.
4-1 our score. Riders trail. 1-1 pitch is low and away in the dirt. It's two balls and one strike. Ornelas, a strikeout victim, his first time up. Jarvis, feet close together. Back into his windup in the right-hander's pitch. A check swing and a miss. Ornelas fooled badly on a breaking ball low and away. 2-2.
I think Ornelas had a couple swings like that in his last at-bat. Jarvis is doing a good job, though, mixing that change up and slider. Kind of in and out.
Right-hander winds in the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Fourth strikeout for Bryce Jarvis. Low and away with the slider. And the side comes to a close. In order. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We go to the top of the fourth. Rough Riders trailing the Sod Poodles 4-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders have partnered with PGA Frisco to present Golf Night at Riders Field, sponsored by the 2023 KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship. On August 12th, the Riders play host to the San Antonio Missions, and fans are invited out to the ballpark for golf-themed fun and activities throughout the game. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
series of Texas baseball legends continues in 2022 at Riders Field on Wednesday, August 10th, as Bobby Witt Sr. comes to town. The father of current Royals infielder Bobby Witt Jr., Sr. played over 10 seasons with the Texas Rangers in his 16 years in the majors.
He did it! 4 strikeouts in an inning.
Tickets are sure to go fast. Get yours now at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top half of the fourth inning, Amarillo out in front, 4-1 over the Rough Riders. Alongside Shane Newman, I'm Zach Bigley. Juan Centeno makes his way to the plate. Centeno, D'Alessandro, and Stankiewicz due up against Kent, bottom third of the order. First pitch, just high of the zone, and it's 1-0.
I want to say Cedeno so bad. I have to take a double take at his name.
Centeno. Here's the windback, and the pitch home is swung on and missed. And it's 1-1.
A nice little two-seam fastball right there running away.
Again, trying to get back into the count. He peels back in the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good slider down low and inside 1-2. We were talking, Shane, how, well, it's already 65 pitches now for Kent. Nobody loosening in the Rough Riders bullpen right now. So letting him go here in the fourth.
He's earned that right, I think, over the last month or so, 2 months. He's earned it.
Working his way back up from the dead arm that put him on the injured list for a couple weeks. He rocks back in the 1-2. Strike 3 called. Got him. Curveball outside corner. And it's his fourth strikeout.
I think that's the third or fourth curveball. That was the best one of the day yet.
Perfectly located pitch.
Backdoored that thing to the lefty. Gave up on it.
About as good as it gets.
Oh, yeah.
Nick D'Alessandro now, first pitch. Just off the outside corner, maybe a bit low, and it's 1-0. Infield straight up, 1-0. Swing and a miss. Blew a heater by him, and it's 1-1. Rough Riders trailing 4-1, top of the fourth. D'Alessandro popped up his last time out. 1-1. Chopper, third base side. Ornelas goes to the backhand. Fields near the bag. Whips it across to first. And it's just in time to get him.
Tough play with the backhand. Nice strong throw across the diamond foul, number two.
Ornelas has been the Rough Riders shortstop for the last 2.5 months, almost every single day. And with Luis Angel Acuna coming in and playing short, he's moved to third today. And they showed off the shortstop's arm right there.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he doesn't mind. Let it fly every now and again.
Yeah, he played a little third and a little second when Ezekiel Duran was here. Now up in the big leagues. Drew Stankiewicz, first pitch. Chopped it off his own foot. Foul ball, and it's 0-1.
Capers and Kent seem like they settle in a little bit, right?
Getting more comfortable with each other as this outing goes along. Capers is still messing with that right arm that he was holding after his slide into second. Kind of moving it around. Riders catcher is still trying to get a feel for it, and hopefully he's all right.
Head first, you never like head first slides. Too many things can happen.
Trying to swim around the tag, too, at the same time. Two outs, bases clear, 4-1, Frisco trails in the fourth. 0-1. Just off the outside corner, count evens at 1-1.
Somewhat of a pitcher's pitch, but that's a little bit down in the way. I'll allow that to be called a ball.
The 1-1 toss. That one's in the air, down the left field line. Fabian charging in, still coming towards the line, and he runs it down to make the catch. Nicely done, Sandro Fabian, and it's another 1-2-3 inning for Zach Kent. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Nice job to battle through four for Zach. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Rough Riders trail the Amarillo Sod Poodles 4-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Join us for some big fun on Saturday, August 6th at Riders Field for Texas Night. Get your Texas Night ticket packs available now, which includes one home plate ticket to Saturday's game at 7:05, as well as a limited edition Tumbleweed Textiles Rough Riders t-shirt, all for just $35. Our Texas Night ticket packs are available now by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
8-1-1 Day, presented by CoServe, takes over Riders Field on August 11th, complete with a Rough Riders Lunchbox giveaway to kids 12 and under, presented by CoServe. It's also Thirsty Thursday and Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River with drink specials and more. We'll see you out here at Riders Field on August 11th. Visit RidersBaseball.com to purchase tickets. Let's ride.
Calling all campuses, the Frisco Rough Riders invite you to gear up for football season with College Night at Riders Field on August 25th. Wear your campus colors to the ballpark and rep your university with your fellow fans. Show up and show out against your biggest rivals with designated seating sections for your desired school and be a part of the action with themed on-field games and promotions. Reserve your spot today at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Reach the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders trying to chip away at the deficit here in Frisco. Going to the bottom half of the fourth inning, it's 4-1 Amarillo. Rough Riders lone offense, a solo homer by Blaine Krim. Aaron Zavala starts things off against Bryce Jarvis in this fourth inning. Here's the wind back and the pitch. There's a high pop-up, shallow center field. Jorge Barrosa coming in, he sets his feet and waits for it to come down. He makes the catch in center.
Biggs, who's in charge of the playlist doing commercial?
It's a little bit of me. It's a little bit of Chris.
Pretty solid, man. Yeah. Pretty solid.
Yeah, we'll give credit to Chris there. That's
pretty
big time.
Pretty solid.
Justin Foscue makes his way to the plate. One out here in the four. This is the part of the order the Rough Riders have to get going. Top third yesterday combined for just one hit and 12 at-bats. Here's the wind back in the pitch. Just outside, one ball, no strikes. And so far, this middle third of the order, just one hit. It's the home run from Krim.
Hopefully we can get something going sooner than later.
The pitch. Foscue takes off the outside corner, two balls, no strikes. Rough Riders have been held to just two hits. The home run and the Aaron Zavala double in the first. Jarvis has looked really good. He winds and fires. Swing and a miss, low and away, 2-1. And this is a guy who is the number 7 prospect in the organization, a former first-round pick out of Duke. Another guy who's very cerebral, overthinks some things, and when he trusts his catcher and throws the pitches where catcher wants him, he's really effective. 2-1. In the air, right side and foul. Count goes to 2-2.
You can see why he's ranked so high on a prospect list for the D-backs organization. His stuff's there. That tempo, he's working his tempo really good today. He hasn't had to go any faster or slower from start to finish. So he's able to command his pitches and do whatever he needs to do in order to keep our guys off balance.
2-2. Popped up. Shallow left field. D'Alessandro coming in. Stankiewicz going back, and D'Alessandro calls him off, makes the catch. 2 outs. Fly out to left. Here's Krim. Krim attacked the first pitch in the second inning. 107 miles an hour off the bat. A line drive homer to left field. His 14th long ball of the season.
See if he can see another one really well and drive it somewhere in the gap. Start a two-out rally.
First pitch is lined to left. That drops in for a base hit. Blaine Krim, 2-for-2. It's back-to-back two-hit days to start this homestand for Blaine Krim. Such quick hands hitting to the baseball.
Good piece of hitting. Pretty good slider down and away.
Krim trying to ignite something with two outs here in the fourth inning. Luis Angel Acuna now. First pitch. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. When you look at his stance, who do you think of immediately?
I think of his brother. I was just about to mention that, Biggs.
Exactly.
From start to finish.
Yeah. The shorter version of Ronald.
About 3 inches. Strong. Look, yep. Just as strong.
He certainly does. Just 20 years old. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Low in the zone, 0-2.
Jarvis may have the book on this guy. You know, throwing sliders. Just repeating that slider. You know, he's young, aggressive, a little anxious. Just coming up to Double-A.
Youngest player on the team, just 20 years old. Stretch by Jarvis, 0-2. Low and outside. This time he takes in the dirt on the slider, and it's 1-2. 4-1, Rough Riders trailer in the fourth.
He's going to make a mistake. Hopefully it's now.
Boy, his brother is a really good mistake hitter.
See flashes of that tonight, hopefully.
And Luis Angel has very good power for his stature. 8 home runs in high A. 1-2. Inside, slider backed up on him, 2-2.
They may have a good scouting report because I haven't seen a fastball yet this at bat.
A lot of sliders. 8 home runs, 10 doubles in 54 games for Acuna in high A. The pinch. There's the fastball. It's high. 3-2.
I think that was just for show. He's going to throw the 3-2 slider right here. See if we can get him to chase.
Sandro Fabian on deck for the Riders if we get that far with two outs here in the fourth. Jarvis ready from the stretch. He offers. Check swing, foul right side on the fastball. Still 3-2.
He went back to it. Let's see if that arm guard has a little magic. I think I saw Cunha Jr. on that arm guard, so I think he has some of his brother's gear on. I don't blame him.
Could be.
Nice quality gear, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Grimm will be off on this pitch. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Got him slider low and away for strike three. Fifth strikeout for Jarvis. There's the third out in the fourth. No runs, a hit, no errors, a runner left on. Go to the top of the fifth. Rough Riders trail the Sod Poodles 4-1. Riders Baseball Network.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger Patty Melt, just like you like it. Order online to earn rewards.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get 4 tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your 4 seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to ridersbaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're into the top half of the fifth inning here at Riders Field. Rough Riders trailing 4-1, and we are joined by a very esteemed guest. As here's the wind back by Kent, and the first pitch on the way is fouled back by Jorge Barrosa, and it's 0-1. It's the Hall of Famer and the voice of the Rangers, Eric Nadel. Eric, how you doing?
Good, Zach. How are you?
Good, good. How's things been going? I know you're the special guest here today.
It's fun. You know, I got to meet people for about an hour, some of whom I knew, some of whom are now my new best friends.
The 0-1 pitch. Barrosa slaps it down the left field line and foul, and it's 0-2.
I always love the people you meet at the ballpark. It's just always really fun. And, you know, I've been doing it for so long that to hear people say, you know, I heard you when I was growing up sitting on my grandfather's knee or things like that. You know, there's really heartwarming stuff. It was terrific.
When's the last time you were at a minor league game?
I can't remember, honestly. I've been in this park many times, but not at a game.
0-2 is fouled back, still 0-2.
You know, the Rangers used to play an exhibition game here at the end of spring training, and I've done a lot of games from this booth, but I don't know that I've ever actually attended a Rough Riders regular season game.
Well, welcome.
Thanks.
Happy to have you. Here's Kent with the 0-2. In the air, left side and foul again. It's still no balls and two strikes. What do you think of the first pitch?
It was a little offline. Fortunately, Mr. Garcia helped me out and made the catch.
Hey, you got it there in the air.
It was
though.
In the air. I didn't bounce it.
0-2 pitch. Soft roller foul at home, and it's still no balls, two strikes.
I was warned not to injure my shoulder. I've got arthritis in my shoulder. I just recently got an amniotic fluid shot in the shoulder, and told me don't push it. So I didn't even go to the top of the mound, which I've always done in the past when I did a first pitch.
What's your strike percentage? Is it pretty good?
No, but my bounce percentage is good. I only bounced the first one I ever did.
Okay, then you learn.
Yeah, I did.
0-2 is low.
You know what I learned is don't try to do a full windup. Just a short step and throw. And I learned that from President Bush. George W. is the best at first pitches, and that's how he does it. Just a real short step. Plant that left foot, and he throws strikes, though.
He does.
I just get it there in the air.
1-2 pitch. Just outside, misses with a curve, and it's 2-2. And he, of course, had the most famous one in New York City, but he threw a lot out in Arlington, too.
He did. And his dad threw a couple of them there, too.
2-2, got him swinging low in the dirt. Blocked by Capers, and he fires on down to first to complete the strikeout. There's the fifth for Zach Cannon. There's one away here in the fifth inning. 4-1 our score. Amarillo out in front. We're joined by Eric Nadel, the voice of the Rangers here on the radio in our Texas Baseball Legends series here on Wednesday. And we had a series named after you last year.
Oh, we had the music series last year.
Yeah, which was Eric Nadel's Tuesday Tunes. You know, the local music scene is super important to you. How'd you get into that?
Kind of by accident.
First pitch from Kent. Just high, 1-0.
A friend of mine bought a bar, and I had just started getting hip to some local bands, and he said, would you help me book the music?
1-0 pitch. In the air out to right center field, hit pretty well. Long runs the ball back to the warning track, and it hits off the wall. On one hop, English around first on his way to second. He stops right there, and it's a double for Tristan English, his fifth this season. And there's a runner at second, already a 4-1 lead for Amarillo here in the fifth.
Yeah, so he said, look, I'm buying this bar, and I want to have live music a couple of nights a week. I don't know any of these local bands. Would you help me book the bands? And so I became the music director of the Vagabond Club. That was in about 2014. And then I really had to study up and ask around a lot, and next thing I knew, I was... in tight with a lot of different people in the local music scene, and it's been fun. I've stayed close to it.
Leandro Cedeno now. First pitch. In the air out to right. Zavala tracing back. He's at the warning track, and he makes the catch. English was halfway in between second and third, so he retraces his steps back to second. Fly ball out to right. Two away here in the fifth, and Eduardo Diaz makes his way in. It's 4-1 Amarillo. And I think we'd be remiss if we didn't ask you about Vin Scully, who passed away last night.
Yeah, it's been an emotional 24 hours for me, honestly. You know, I grew up in Brooklyn. My parents were huge Brooklyn Dodger fans. I started going to games when I was 6. I don't remember listening to Vin as a kid when the Dodgers were there, but my mom says I was probably listening to him in the womb. And then in those days, the teams that were in the World Series had their top announcer do the World Series, and they were playing the Yankees all the time.
First pitch inside to Diaz, 1-0.
And so it'd be Mel Allen from the Yankees and Vin Scully from the Dodgers. They would be the announcers on TV, on national TV. And that's when I started hearing Vin Scully, first in 59 and then in 63 and 65 and 66, and realized that everything they had told me about how great he was absolutely true. He was just absolutely the best.
The 1-0. Catches the outside corner at the knees, 1-1.
So, you know, he was kind of my idol, wanting to do this for a living. And after I got the Ranger job, we started playing the Dodgers in spring training. We were training in Pompano Beach. And the first time we went up to Vero Beach, there was Vin, and I got to meet him. And he was just so nice and treated us like equals.
Pitches popped up. Left side, shallow left field, Sandro Fabian coming in. He's under it, and he puts it away. Zach Kent gets through the fifth inning. Eric, do you have time for the bottom of the fifth?
Sure thing.
All right. We'll return after this. Rough Riders trailing 4-1. To the bottom of the fifth inning on the Riders Baseball Network. Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ballgame with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders continue their season-long special of Texas baseball legends welcoming some of the greatest Rangers to Riders Field this season. On Wednesday, August 3rd, Baseball Hall of Famer and Rangers broadcaster Eric Nadell will be at Riders Field for a meet-and-greet.
Breaking ball, strike three, call! The Rangers are going to the World Series!
Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the bottom half of the fifth inning from Riders Field, Sod Poodles and Rough Riders game two of the series. It's 4-1, Amarillo out in front. We're joined by Eric Nadell, Hall of Fame broadcaster and voice of the Texas Rangers here on the Riders Baseball Network. As Sandro Fabian begins things, and Miguel Aparicio and Scott Capers, bottom third of the order against Bryce Jarvis. First pitch comes across for a strike down the heart of the plate, and it's 0-1. A lot of young guys in the Rangers this year, and you're getting to see a lot of former Rough Riders get up there. Is that fun for you to see some of these guys?
For sure, you know, especially in a season like this where you're not expecting to win a championship. You know, right now, the more young guys, the better. You know, Josh Smith's playing every day now. Ezekiel Duran is playing every day now. Leote is playing great right now. I imagine there'll be more. I expect that Bubba Thompson will probably be up before too long.
1-1 low off the outside corner, 2-1. We
Cole
hope
so. Reagan's tomorrow.
Yeah.
Making his major league debut.
That's our guy.
You guys know him a lot better than I do.
Yeah, I mean, Cole, what an incredible story. Had two Tommy John surgeries, almost quit baseball, and now he's making his major league debut. Pitch to Fabian, he swings and misses, and it's 2-2. And so excited to see him make his debut.
Yeah, you know, and he's a left-handed pitcher pitching against one of the strongest right-handed lineups in baseball. You get the White Sox with former MVP Jose Abreu and Tim Anderson, batting champ, and Eloy Jimenez. They're all righties.
Pitches inside, 3-2.
So that should be a lot of fun. And the White Sox have been playing better, too. So it looks like he'll probably get an extended look. John Gray's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks. And Reagan's was by far the most deserving of the Round Rock pitchers.
3-2. Strike three call. Got him on the outside corner. Fabian down looking. And there's one away. It's the sixth strikeout already for Bryce Jarvis. 4-1, Rough Riders trail. Bottom five, here's Miguel Aparicio.
You guys had Jonathan Hernandez here, right?
We did on rehab.
And
yeah,
he's pretty much the Ranger closer now, it appears.
Yeah.
And Jose Leclerc is starting to pitch better now. Both those guys missed so much time.
Yeah. Great to have him in the bullpen, especially with Matt Busch getting traded yesterday as the pitch is a strike and it's 0-1. And, you know, that's just part of baseball. But at bullpen, it's going to be really important, it seems like, down the stretch.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, so many of our games are close and get decided late.
1-0 is low, and it's 1-1. Mentioned Leody Taveras. He was a guy who came through Frisco, and it seems like everyone's been talking about prospect fatigue, where he's been the number one prospect forever, mm-hmm. but he's finally reaching that potential, and that's been awesome to see. Pitches inside and in the dirt, and it's 2-1.
And we see that so often, too. You know, we recently played Seattle, and they had J.P. Crawford, who was Philadelphia's number one prospect, I think 4 years in a row. And eventually they gave up on him, and they traded him. And it took a couple of years with Seattle, and now he's like the leader of that team now. He's an outstanding player, gold glove shortstop.
2-1 is rifled to second and passed Tim Tawa into right center. He slowed it up. An Aparicio wide turnaround first. He stays right there as Enriquez gets it back in from right.
Yeah, there's no timetable really for when guys are going to get there. The learning curve is different, you know, for every player, and you never know which guys are going to emerge. You know, some of the guys who've made it to the big leagues the fastest, you know, from the last two drafts were lower round drafts, amazingly.
There's Scott Capers now. Riders catcher, runner aboard, one out. The pitch. High, and it's one ball, no strikes. When you do these kind of things and you're talking to a lot of people who you say are now your best friends, what is the number one thing that people usually ask you about?
They ask me about the Hall of Fame weekend, what it was like. That's probably the single most commonly asked question.
1-0, cut on to miss, 1-1.
And, you know, it's fun to talk about. You know, yeah. I never get tired of talking about, you know, staying in a hotel for the weekend with, you know, all of the greats of my youth, Sandy Koufax and Whitey Ford and Ernie Banks and guys like that. It's like, what am I doing here? It was so much fun.
1-1 is grounded foul back behind home, 1-2.
You know, when I arrived there, you know, my wife and I went up from New York. We were lucky the Rangers and Yankees were playing that week, so we didn't have to fly. We just, you know, got in the car from New York. And as we were getting out of the car, Tom Seaver was getting out of the car in front of us, and he was one of my boyhood idols for the Mets. And it's like, I had met him late in his career. He pitched for the Red Sox and White Sox, but this is ridiculous.
The pitch, swing and a miss. Low and away in the dirt, strike three. First base occupied, so no throw down.
And it was funny, too, because I didn't know, like, what the dress code was going to be. And I walked into the lobby. It's this really fancy hotel, and just about everybody in the lobby had a coat and tie on. And I thought, oh, this isn't my style. And I walked into the bar, and George Brett was in the bar wearing a T-shirt and flip-flops. I said, that's my guy. And I had met George when he was playing. I did several interviews with him. And so I loosened up immediately.
It's perfect. Here's Brad Miller. Off the outside corner on the first pitch, 1-1, no strikes.
We could use him back.
Yeah. We'll hopefully be back soon. Next strain, put him on the IL.
Yeah. Cool to see a guy without batting gloves. Josh Smith is still not wearing the batting gloves.
Old school. 1-0 pitch. Strike on the outside corner. We were making the joke earlier that you have Brad Miller and then James Jones was with us earlier. He just got promoted to AAA. You had two guys from the 2014 Mariners on the 2022 Rough Riders. Kind of odd.
Yeah, he's a Brooklyn guy too. LIU.
As the pitch is rifled down the right field line and foul. 1-2. That's right. Incredible story as he tries to make his way up as a pitcher after being an outfielder.
And what's the status now?
Looks really good. Yeah, he's dropped the arm slot a little bit after the lat strain that he had. And, you know, he's still in the low to mid-90s and that good slider, so looks really good. We also have to ask you about Victor Rojas because he broke into the major leagues with the Diamondbacks and then went right to the Rangers. What were some of your first impressions when you were working with Victor?
He was just an incredible natural talent. Amazing.
1-2, soft tapper back to the hill. Jarvis Fields, underhand flip to first, and it's in time.
You know, he was a guy who didn't grow up wanting to be a broadcaster like so many of us did. He didn't really prepare his whole life to do it. He just was naturally good at it, and obviously he knew baseball coming from the baseball family, and just was immediately articulate enough to make all that work. It was so much fun to work with him, too, because he was always relaxed and loose and a lot of fun.
Easy. Eric Nadel, voice of the Rangers, thanks so much for joining.
Great to see you, Zach.
All right. We'll return after this. Riders trailing 4-1 to the top of the sixth.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field the winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Lil' Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Tristan Polly takes over for the Rough Riders to the sixth inning. It's 4-1 our score. Rough Riders trail the Amarillo Sod Poodles, and the first pitch is outside to Robbie Enriquez, 1-0. A huge thanks to Eric Nadel, the voice of the Rangers and the Hall of Famer, for joining us here on the broadcast, part of our Texas Baseball Legends on this Wednesday. Now we get Shane back. Welcome back, Shane.
Thank you. Now I'm sitting on the floor.
The pitch is on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1.
How do you sit in the Hall of Famer's seat?
Comfortably. Tristan Polly taking over for Zach Kent. The 1-1. Down the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 1-1, or 1-2 now. Really good job by Zach Kent, allowing those four runs in the first inning, but battling back and banging out really solid four innings in the last four.
Definitely true signs of a starting pitcher right there.
1-2. In the air out to right center field, a long run back for Aparicio. Just shy of the warning track, he hauls it in.
Definitely a great sign, especially late in the season. Coming out, giving up four in the first. You can get frustrated. Take yourself out of your own game, but he was able to settle in and get us through five and keep us right in the game. Hopefully Tristan can hold it down and we can scratch a couple runs in the bottom half of the six. Get back into it.
It's been the tough thing for the Rough Riders is Bryce Jarvis has been so good. First misses, actually fouled away right side, and it's 0-1.
Well, hopefully he's on his last leg and we get him out of there and get to that bullpen, make something happen.
Rough Riders have been held to just one run on four hits so far. The one run, a solo homer by Blaine Crim. 0-1 pitch. Outside. One ball and one strike.
Polly sports a slider as well. I see you using it early this inning.
Here's the stretch. 1-1 pitch. Outside, two balls, one strike. Polly, a former starter in college. Indiana State, four-year player.
Larry Bird, right?
That is right, yeah. The pitch. In the air to right field. Zavala heading back. He's under it. And he puts it away. Two down. 4-1, Rough Riders trail at top of the sixth.
Polly has that mid to low three-quarter slot. A little bit different from Zach Kent, who was kind of that downhill action. You see a little bit more of that horizontal movement, the pitches that Polly throws.
Lefty-lefty with Juan Centeno now in the pitch. Just low, one ball, no strikes. Four runs, seven hits, no errors for Amarillo. One run, four hits, no errors for the Rough Riders here in the sixth. Polly ready from the stretch. The 1-0 is low, and it's two balls and no strikes. That final line on Zach Kent, five innings allowing four runs, all earned on seven hits. Five strikeouts, no walks. That's the big key.
Definitely the big key. The four runs you can be upset about, but did your job tonight to keep your team in the game.
2-0. Catches the outer edge, 2-1.
Settled in real nicely, started mixing his pitches well. Gave himself a chance.
That's all you can ask for. Rough Riders taking the opener yesterday, 6-2 over Amarillo. 2-1. In the air out to center. Long run, Aparicio again. Back to the warning track. He's at the wall. Jumps, it's gone. Juan Centeno leaves the yard for the 12th time this year, and it's 5-1 Amarillo.
Only mistakes tonight have been pitches up in the zone. An aggressive team like Amarillo, they take advantage of those type things. Good hitters don't miss those all the time.
I got a breaking ball and just got it out of here.
Does help to be in a hitter's count.
Certainly does. 2-1. So 5-1 Amarillo. Their first homer tonight. There's Nick D'Alessandro in the first pitch. He rifles it to center. Right at Miguel Aparicio. He makes the catch, and the side comes to a close in the sixth inning. Rough Riders give up a run, a solo homer by Juan Centeno, and they now trail 5-1 to the home half of the sixth. We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. I'm actually there in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Coming into the home half of the sixth inning, Jonathan Ornelas starts it off. Then it's Aaron Zavala and Justin Foscue against Bryce Jarvis, who continues to throw really well tonight. First pitch, fouled straight back, 0-1 on Ornelas. Jarvis, five innings, allowing just one run on four hits. Seven strikeouts for the right-hander.
He's definitely commanding his pitches tonight, having a night in this Texas heat.
He winds and deals the 0-1. Catches the outside corner for a strike, and the count goes even at, or I should say he's ahead at 0-2. Ornelas had a tough time at the plate against him. 0-2, a couple strikeouts.
He's due a slider in this at-bat again.
He's seen a healthy diet of him. 0-2. In the air to center field. Struck well. Barroza going back over his head. He reaches up, makes the catch.
Oh, wow.
Wow, a poor read as he came in on it, then went back. And he was able to reach up and haul it in to save embarrassment.
Left the slider up. The only time he's done it. Guy misplays it, but makes up for it. That team must be living well. Jarvis must be starting to live right now, too. But when you're having a night, man, you're having a night.
They certainly are tonight. 5-1, they lead it. Bottom half of the sixth inning, here's Aaron Zavala. First pitch. Outside corner, a strike, 0-1. Zavala doubled in the first and flew out to center in the fourth. The pitch. Outside.
That may have been a triple or possibly an inside-the-park home run that gets over his head.
Oh, yeah, with Ornelas' speed. And with that odd wall in left center as well, the 1-1. This is low, two balls, one strike. It looked like that's where it was heading, and that can carry him off to the right side along the center field wall.
A little pinball action.
Oh, yeah. That's where you see the inside-the-parkers.
Hell, yeah.
2-1 pitch to Zavala. He swings, drills it out to deep right field. Enriquez back to the warning track. It's gone! The first double-A homer for Aaron Zavala, and the Rough Riders now trail 5-2.
Saw that one off the bat. A little souvenir for the Lazy River out there.
A splashdown for Aaron Zavala, his first homer in the double-A. How about that?
No doubter as well. Wasn't one that just squeaked over the fence.
401 feet.
He got that one.
100 miles an hour off the bat. Justin Foscue steps in now. First pitch. Misses away. One ball, no strikes.
Wake up these fans. Have a little back-to-back action, right?
I like the way you think. I mean, if you think about it, the Rough Riders have had so much of their offense via the long ball, the pitch. That one's drilled to right center field. That one drops in. Ofoskiw goes the opposite way.
Get to second base.
And now it gets past Enriquez all the way to the wall. And there goes Foskiw to second. So a single and an error.
Foskiw didn't see that right away. That ball squeaking under the right fielder's glove.
Yeah, it just went right between the wickets.
Yeah. We'll take it.
That one was hit harder than the homer. 104 off the bat.
We'll definitely take it.
And Sean Roof will go take Bryce Jarvis out of the game after giving up the two hard hit balls. The homer and the single with an error tacked on. And Blaine Krim will not see Bryce Jarvis. So he's out of the ballgame after a really strong start with one out here in the sixth and a pitching change here in Frisco. Rough Riders trailing 5-2 in the bottom of the sixth inning on the Riders Baseball Network. 8-1-1 Day, presented by CoServe, takes over Riders Field on August 11th, complete with a Rough Riders Lunchbox giveaway to kids 12 and under, presented by CoServe. It's also Thirsty Thursday and Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River with drink specials and more. We'll see you out here at Riders Field on August 11th. Visit RidersBaseball.com to purchase tickets. Let's ride.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at RidersBaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride!
That ball's long gone!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Pitching change for Amarillo in the bottom of the sixth inning. One run in for the Rough Riders. They trail 5-2, and Josh Green takes over for Bryce Jarvis. Runner at second. One out here in the inning, and Blaine Krim up at the plate. And the right-hander's first pitch. Low, one ball, no strikes.
Fastball down and away. Game changes when the relief pitchers come in.
And the Rough Riders hoping, and it's a good thing for them, as Bryce Jarvis was really good until this inning. Blaine Krim didn't think so, though. He was 2-for-2 against him. 1-0 pitch. Low and outside, two balls, no strikes. And I don't think it's a coincidence that Sean Roof didn't want him to see Blaine Krim again.
Yeah, great move. Runner at second base. 3-run lead.
Now a hitter's count, though, to Krim. Josh Green, the right-hander, ready from the stretch in the 2-0. Outside, three balls and no strikes.
Green's really trying to work that outside corner, but that's what you want from relievers late in the game, making guys beat you the other way. Hasn't had much luck so far.
Josh Green, a Louisiana boy like you?
Yeah.
3-0. Catches the knees at the inside corner. 3-1.
But I'm with the home team tonight.
Good. Green out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Southeastern Louisiana product. Former 14th round selection in 2018 by the Diamondbacks. 3-1. Foul back. Big hack from Krim, and it's 3-2. Started the season with AAA Reno and then was sent down to AA Amarillo. 21 outings total for the Sod Poodles. 1-1, a 4.70 ERA. 31 strikeouts over 38 and a third innings to 13 walks. Payoff pitch on the way. Hard grounder right side of the infield. Tawa has it at second. Backs up on it. Throws to first, and it's in time. Airs out number two as Foscue motors to third.
Still trying to figure out what a side poodle is. A side poodle.
It's a prairie dog.
Okay. Yeah. I was figuring as much.
You don't hear that very often, though. Yeah. Side poodle. They have their own song and everything.
Must be fun when you go to Amarillo.
There's a lot of homers, I'll tell you that.
Bring your neck brace, right?
Luis Angel Acuna now, the pitch. Down the middle for a strike of the knees, 0-1.
Big two-out hit right here by Acuna.
I mean, even just to make it a two-run game would be huge here in the sixth.
Definitely.
0-1. Low and outside, one ball and one strike.
You might see his nice heavy dose of sliders right now. Just something he's been able to have a tough, well, been having a tough time with thus far.
Here's the stretch. And the 1-1. High and inside, two balls, one strike.
Green might offer him a gift, though, and hang one of those sliders.
Acuna is certainly hoping so. Just 20 years old. Yersin Zavala with his first double-A homer. 2-1. Low and outside, off of Centeno's glove. Foskey remains at third, though. 3-1.
No chances.
And no reason, trailing 5-2.
Not at all. Got a pretty solid hitter at the plate. Allow him to drive you in.
0 for 2 days so far for Acuna, ground out and a strikeout. 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. That's a big rip. 3-2.
Got to do it, 3-1. Let it fly.
A fastball on the inside corner and just couldn't catch up with it at 94.
Yeah. Traveling in, settling in. You know, we can be up and down, especially being young.
Here's the stretch, 3-2. Shot the other way, foul. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes.
Hickory, North Carolina, a little bit different city than Frisco in the DFW area.
Very different. We always talk about it's one of the most jarring jumps from high A to double A when you're going from Hickory up here.
I'd say so.
Here's the stretch. Payoff pitch. High for ball four. Runners on the corners, 2 outs.
You show some discipline right there, especially after going 0 for 2 already tonight. Not chasing that fastball up, trying to do too much with a run at third base. Get the next man up. Keep that inning going.
Sandro Fabian, a 3-run home run last night in 3 hits. Now he has a chance as the game's tying run to make this baby interesting. Green's pitch. First pitch curve in there for a strike.
Likes that breaking ball as well.
Maybe a slower slider there.
Hey, got runners on base. Got to make a pitch.
0-1 toss. Foul back. Just up over the net. 0-2. Rough Riders at 16-12 in the second half. 3 games back of Midland. They're atop the South. 41 games remaining until the end of the year. 0-2. Fouled straight back.
Lots of baseball to play.
Our Friars, including tonight, have 11 games remaining head-to-head against Amarillo. Now that's a lot of baseball to be played.
Definitely. A lot of tensions going to flare up.
0-2. Liner to center. Softly hit. Barossa coming in. It falls. Foscue comes in to score from third, and it's an RBI single. 5-3. Rough Riders trail now with 2 in the inning.
Take them how you can get them. One at a time. Keep scratching.
Good piece of hitting. A 2-strike slider. Able to serve it up the middle off the end of the bat.
Wasn't trying to do too much. Cy Poodles did that to us in the first inning. Might as well return that favor.
A lot of soft contact in the first for Amarillo. Fabian says, I'll return that favor.
Definitely.
There's Aparicio. He had a hard single back in the fifth. Green from the stretch. He deals. Low and back pick down to first, and they got him. Fabian too far off the first base bag. He's back picked. And that's how the side comes to a close in the sixth inning. Two runs for the Rough Riders, though, on three hits and error, and one runner left on base. Top seven coming up. Rough Riders trailing the Sod Poodles now 5-3. The Riders Baseball Network.
Head to Riders Field for Whataburger Night on Friday, August 5th. Enjoy Whataburger-themed fun all game long and grab a spot in the outfield to catch post-game fireworks presented by Whataburger. Grab the Whataburger Night ticket pack for four tickets to the game, four Whataburger coupons, and four pairs of Whataburger sunglasses for only $44. Use the code Whataburger when purchasing. That's Whataburger Night on Friday, August 5th. Let's ride.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
The Dallas Black Giants return to Riders Field as your Frisco Rough Riders play as the Barnstorming Negro Leagues team on Sunday, August 14th. Be sure to arrive early for a Dallas Black Giants jersey replica figurine and stick around after the game for Kids Run the Bases presented by Raisin Canes. That's the Dallas Black Giants at Riders Field coming up on Sunday, August 14th. Let's run!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top seven in Frisco. Rough Riders trailing 5-3. A couple runs in that bottom half of the sixth inning, and now it's Joe Barlow who comes out. Barlow, the big league rehabber. Fastball, slider, and curveball, three-pitch pitcher.
These warm-up pitches are more like it, a little bit slower on the radar gun.
Is that what you were?
Yeah, if I tried to throw hard doing warm-ups, this just didn't happen. Get that batter in the box, and you get locked in, and everything changes.
Barlow does throw hard, averaging around 95 with his fastball this season. Coming off a blister on his right finger, right index finger. Put him on the injured list. Drew Stankiewicz stands in the nine spot. Barlow delivers home. The fastball, it just misses low. One ball, no strikes.
Gotta love those blisters, man. They come around at the wrong time.
Did you deal with that?
Definitely.
You just can't throw the baseball, right?
No, at all.
1-0 pitch. High. Two balls, no strikes.
Biggs, for me, it was nail length. I have to keep my nail at a certain length. If I cut it too short, that's when those blisters would come.
Really?
Yeah. And if it got too long, then I split the nail.
Oh.
Juggling.
Were you a manicure guy? I know some pitchers are.
I did have to get a
there you go.
Get that at some point.
2-0. Top of the zone for a strike. 2-1.
What they call it, I forget what they call the stuff that they put over your nail, but acrylic.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
That's your livelihood. You got to keep it right.
Yeah.
Barlow from the stretch. 2-1. High and inside.
Started making a little bit more money. Went from the Band-Aid patches with super glue to acrylic nails.
There you go. It's amazing what happens when you make the big leagues, right?
Yeah.
Here's the stretch. 3-1. Hard liner foul right side, and the count goes to 3-2. Joe Barlow was dominant with the Rough Riders in 2019 when he came up through 13 ball games, a sub-2 ERA, right up to AAA, and then in 2021 made his debut, a a sub-2 ERA in the big leagues in 31 outings, and he has a sub-3 ERA this year. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Got him upstairs with a fastball at 95, and he dispatches of Drew Stankiewicz, one away.
Perfect guy for a reliever role. He has that blue-collar work ethic, seems like. Goes right after you, tries to put you away with his stuff. Whether it's the slider or climbing the ladder with the fastball.
That's a good fastball upstairs at 95. Marlowe, a Utah native, out of Riverton. He's ready from the stretch. And the first pitch. High and outside, one ball, no strikes. You have an interesting connection to the pitching side of things here with the Rough Riders, as Jeff Andrews, the Rough Riders pitching coach, was your pitching coach in the big leagues in Pittsburgh. What was he like back then?
Real quiet, soft-spoken, but he knew how to get the best out of his guys.
Marlowe ready from the stretch. And the 1-0. In the air, left side, shallow left field. Fabian charging in. Acuna going back, and Fabian calls him off, makes the catch right at the last second. Oh, that was scary. You could see that from a mile away with those two coming in, and Fabian charging in at full speed. Fabian has about 60 pounds on Acuna.
We don't want that to happen.
No, you
don't.
Big-time
prospect just coming up to AA. But, hey, that spring training, popfly.com, it worked. It worked right there.
Absolutely. Fabian makes the catch, two outs. Here's Tristan English. 5-3, Amarillo leads the Rough Riders, top of the seventh. Marlowe fires. Top of the zone, a called strike, 0-1.
Well, speaking on Andrews, Jeff Andrews, we called him the professor back in the day.
Yeah, with the glasses?
Yes, I can call him the master teacher now. He's been around for a long time.
Here's the stretch. 0-1. Strike on the outside corner, 0-2.
Yeah, he knew how to get the best out of us. And if he had to jump on us, he'd jump on us to get it out of us. Pushed us really, really hard to do what we needed to do to get the job done.
So he hasn't changed much, is what you're saying.
At all.
We love Jeff Andrews here. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him low and away in the dirt. What a clean inning for Joe Barlow. He comes in his rehab appearance, strikes out two in a 1-2-3 frame. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. It's time to stretch here in Frisco, 5-3. Rough Riders trail the Sod Poodles. Bottom seven coming up on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Calling all campuses, the Frisco Rough Riders invite you to gear up for football season with College Night at Riders Field on August 25th. Wear your campus colors to the ballpark and rep your university with your fellow fans. Show up and show out against your biggest rivals with designated seating sections for your desired school and be a part of the action with themed on-field games and promotions. Reserve your spot today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Stretch time is over. Back to the action to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Miguel Aparicio starts things for the Rough Riders. Bottom half of the seventh. 5-3, Rough Riders trailing the Sod Poodles. First pitch to Miguel is inside. One ball, no strikes. Josh Green back out there after he allowed a couple runs and got himself out of trouble in that sixth.
See if we can hang a couple more runs on him in the bottom of the seventh.
First pitch was inside. Next pitch is low, and it's 2-0.
and can use those pitches, get a couple base runners on, start a nice little rally right here.
Rough Riders had two aboard with Aparicio up, 2-0. Clips the outer edge, 2-1. Fabian was backpicked at first for the final out of the sixth inning. Two-one pitch. Outside, 3-1. If you're just joining us, Rough Riders trailed 4-0 after just half an inning. Four runs in the top of the first for Amarillo. Trying to crawl their way back, now trailing 5-3. 3-1. Drilled up the middle and into center. Goodness, 106 off the bat. Crushed right back up the box by Aparicio for his second hit today. Scott Capers.
Yeah, wasn't trying to do too much ahead in the count again. But 3-1 that time. Did what he was supposed to do with that pitch.
A pretty swing from the left side.
Bit scary, I'm sure, for Green for that ball to whiz past his head like that.
Do you ever have any that came close?
I have a couple war wounds, man. I have one on my forehead that I took, flew in the short left field. Yeah, about 106 off the bat as well.
Oh, my goodness.
Didn't knock me out. I'm tough.
There we go. Did you stay in the game?
No.
Okay. Chance. I was like, oh, my. First pitch is high and tied to Capers, 1-0.
A few hours later, I looked like Rocky, man.
You've been through 9 rounds at that
point. Yes, sir. That ball went to short left field off my head.
What level was that?
I was in indie ball at the time, scuffling.
1-0. In the air out to shallow left field. D'Alessandro coming in. He can't get it. Has to play on a hop. And there's the first double-A hit for Scott Capers. Well, congratulations to the Rough Riders catcher.
Getting off the snag.
First career game. He's got his first career knock here at double-A.
Gotta love that. Has called a pretty good game thus far as well.
He has. The runners at first and second. Nobody out. And here is Brad Miller, the big league rehabber, 0-for-7 so far in this stint over the last two games.
Biggs, I felt like a fan just now. I almost started clapping for that base hit.
You just want to see good stuff happen, you know.
Indeed.
Here's the stretch and the pitch. Outside, 1-ball, no strikes.
See if we can put something together right here.
Love to see him come up with his first knock.
Oh, yeah.
Here in this rehab stint. It's a great place for it. Green, the 1-0. Low and inside. 2 balls, no strikes.
I think Green sees the stripe on the side of the pants. Be a little cautious. Not the right time to, but we'll take it any way we can get it.
Yeah, it's a literal case of the big league pants. He got his big league pants on.
Oh, yeah.
2-0. Flipped foul into the netting left side.
I think Miller's looking to do some damage, though. Salty vet. Looking to make something happen.
He has some power. 122 career big league homers. Here's the stretch. 2-1. In the air, out to deep left center field. Long run, Barossa back to the warning track. And gone! Go-ahead three-run homer for Brad Miller. And the Rough Riders are a 6-5 out in front. Brad Miller, his first hit in his rehab stint, and it is huge.
Biggs, man, you must be a baseball whisperer. You've been speaking some things into existence tonight, man. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do it, buddy.
122 big league home runs, and there's one here in double-A on his rehab stint.
Oh, yeah. Helping the Rough Riders make that push for the playoffs.
404 feet on the homer. And the Rough Riders have erased a 4-0 deficit. Not too bad. Here's Jonathan Ornelas, and the first pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1.
Maybe the Hall of Famer, Eric Nadell, has rubbed off on you a bit.
Maybe some magic, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I'll take some of that magic.
Definitely. Anytime.
What a guy. The pitch is grounded left side and under the glove of English into left. Ornelas aboard on a hard ground ball. Most likely be scored a base hit for Ornelas.
Maybe he didn't want to get dirty down there at third base.
Aaron Zavala, he homered his last time up, his first double-A homer. A splashdown into the Lazy River.
Keep this rally going.
Still nobody out here in this seventh inning. 6-5. Rough Riders out in front. Five runs in the last two innings. Here's the pitch. Outside, one ball, no strikes. And Jeff Bain is warming in the bullpen. Talking about speaking things into existence. You were talking earlier, Shane. Got to get Bryce Jarvis out of the game, get to the bullpen. That's what they've done.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Game always changes once the bullpen starts.
Do you think that's changed at all with the bullpen arms that are coming to the big leagues now that are, it seems like everyone's throwing 98-plus?
I think so. But when you overuse your bullpen sometimes, that's when it can come back and bite you.
Stretch in the 1-0. Swing and a miss. It's all it chases.
Teams never get a chance to see a guy long enough to get onto his stuff unless he's just not having a day. Or that said, team is just looking pretty good in the batter's box and guys are swinging the bat really good.
That's the crazy thing about these six-game series is guys are seeing relievers two, three times in a series in a week.
Yeah.
Stretch in the 1-1. Catches the outside corner.
Get you ready for that big league marathon season, though.
Yeah.
You start to see guys, and then you have scouting reports, you have videos and all those things to where you can get a head start on certain guys to see what their tendencies are and what they like to do.
1-2 pitch on the way to Zavala. And time called beforehand. Was there a guy who you just couldn't seem to get out?
Oh, man. It's one guy, a couple guys on the Astros team. I forget the guy name. Big guy, Carlos something. Played with the White Sox for a while. Astros.
Pitch is high and outside. It's two balls and two strikes.
From Venezuela. Had a tough time with the whole Milwaukee team after my first start against them. They swung the bat well with Prince Fielder, Ricky Weeks, those guys. Corey Hart.
Talking about Carlos Lee?
Carlos Lee, there you go.
1-1. That one's drilled to right center field. A long run, Barroza back to the warning track, and it hits off the warning track up against the wall. Ornelas flying around third. He's getting the wave home, and he scores without a throw. And on another RBI double for Aaron Zavala, and the Rough Riders now lead 7-5.
Oh yeah, green stuff is not that sharp. It's even a lot of pitches up. The guy's able to get the good part of the bat on it. That line driving the gap, Carlos Lee, every ball he hit against me seemed like whether it was an out or a hit, it was always something hard.
That one was hard at 103 off the bat from Zavala. A homer and a double in his last two at-bats. He's showing off here at the double-A level.
And that's it. Yeah,
that's it for Josh Green. Rough Riders, a 7-5 advantage. And we'll step aside for the pitching change. Jeff Bain out of the bullpen. Rough Riders, a 7-5 advantage on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball requires balance at the plate and on the plate to win. That's why winning players choose Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
The Dallas Black Giants return to Riders Field as your Frisco Rough Riders play as the Barnstorming Negro Leagues team on Sunday, August 14th. Be sure to arrive early for a Dallas Black Giants jersey replica figurine and stick around after the game for Kids Run the Bases presented by Raisin Canes. That's the Dallas Black Giants at Riders Field coming up on Sunday, August 14th. Let's ride!
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
The Rough Riders have scored four runs in this seventh inning, and they have taken the lead. 7-5, Rough Riders lead it. Mac Lemieux comes out of the bullpen. He faces Justin Foscue. Still nobody out in this seventh inning. Runner at second.
Rough Riders hold on to this game and pull out the win. You have to look back at Zach Kent's performance after the first inning.
Certainly. Lemieux, the left-hander, he's ready from the stretch in the pitch. Breaking ball, catches the outside corner, 0-1. Kent allowed four runs in that first inning, and then after that, four shutout innings. And how about after that first, he only allowed two hits.
You don't see that in the stat line, the way he was able to settle in and pitch, but it works out at the end.
0-1 is inside. It's one ball and one strike.
Keeping your team in the game, and you know, hopefully we can hold on and pull off this win.
And that's so much better than four shutout innings and then allowing four runs in the fifth inning. It's a completely different style of start.
Indeed. Takes the win out of your sail when it happens late.
1-1. Popped up. Back behind home. 1-2. A foul ball.
Settle in. Do your job. You know, bring some momentum into that dugout. Let the guys know, hey, we still have a chance. He's battling his butt off. Let's go out there and get him some runs.
That's what the Riders have done.
Gotta love it.
On a late offense here in this one. Foscue trying to keep it going. Here's the stretch. 1-2. Line foul right side. Still 1-2.
Every at-bat seems like lately has been a tough at-bat for these side poodle pitchers, especially since Jarvis has been taken out of the game.
Credit to the Riders hitters. Making the opposition work. The inning has gone single-single, homer, single-double. 1-2. Down and in.
Not to that extent, but World Series a few years back out here at the ballpark with the Rays and Dodgers.
Yeah.
Take Blake Snell out the game changes.
Similar stakes, right?
Yeah, not quite. Rings will look a little different at the end of the year.
Yeah, no kidding. Here's the stretch. 2-2 offering. In the air, shallow center field. Barossa charging in, still coming. And the center fielder makes the catch. There's the first out of the seventh. And here's Blake Grimm. So this is your first game with a pitch clock. Have you noticed the difference?
Somewhat. But both guys, especially the starters, have been working fairly fast. Just seems like, obviously, the game has slowed down a tad bit for obvious reasons. Guys are putting good wood on the ball and getting base hits and scoring some runs. But the game is flowing pretty good.
Here's Blake Grimm now. And first pitch. Grounded foul at the plate, 0-1. I'll tell you, the average game time is down about 25 minutes per game.
That's huge.
Pitch clock.
That's huge.
That is a substantial difference.
You catch your favorite restaurant before it closes most nights.
Hey, we live in Frisco. We don't have to worry about that.
You're right.
Here's the stretch. And the left-hander, the 0-1 pitch to Grimm. Swing and a miss. Lemieux ahead 0-2.
I'm going to have to give me a hotel here tonight if we go any longer than expected. I have to drive all the way back to Mansfield, Texas.
Oh, man. That's a ways.
Yes, it is.
Here's the stretch. 0-2. Check swing. And the appeal, he was able to hold. 1-2.
Krim's locked in tonight.
Grimm 2-for-3, a homer. The pitch is sent high in the air out to deep left field. Yeah, he's locked in. It's long gone. Blake Grimm with his second homer tonight, and the Rough Riders have exploded offensively. They lead 9-5.
Sitting next to a future legend in the broadcast booth, and I'm sitting in the same seat that a Hall of Famer was just in for a full inning. I guess I'm learning a little bit. I'm starting to catch on to this baseball whisperer type situation.
Not too bad. It's been all over the place. Blake Grimm has two three hits, two homers, what a ball game for him. And the Rough Riders now lead 9-5. First pitch to Acuna, misses outside, one ball, no strikes.
No, Acuna's chomping at the bit right now.
1-0, high and inside, two balls, no strikes. This has been par for the course, unfortunately, for Amarillo this year. While they are 15-13 in the second half, their bullpen has really struggled. The pitch. Inside, 3-0.
We're scuffling. Well, not scuffling, but we're looking for ways to get into the playoffs, so we can't feel sorry for them right now.
Exactly. Everything you can. 3-0. Inside. Ball four. Rough Riders will send their ninth man up to the plate, still with just one out here in the seventh.
Lefty saw that arm guard and that shin guard, saw Acuna Jr. Thought he might have been traded over to the Rangers.
And put in double A, right?
Yeah. Get him used to that Texas heat.
Yeah, exactly. His brother's doing pretty well. A couple walks for him. Here's Sandro Fabian, an RBI single his last time up. First pitch, he grounds it foul, 0-1.
Being only 20 and having such good plate discipline. Gotta appreciate that, especially at this level.
Takes his lead from first. He can fly. 0-1. Hard ground ball to short. Gobbled up by Stankiewicz on his second for one. Throw to first. And they got them both double play. Riders send nine to the plate, though, in the seventh inning. And they score a whole bunch. Six runs on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 hits. And the Rough Riders come away with the lead. 9-5 Frisco. Top eight coming up on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone.
The series of Texas baseball legends continues in 2022 at Riders Field on Wednesday, August 10th, as Bobby Witt Sr. comes to town. The father of current Royals infielder Bobby Witt Jr., Sr. played over 10 seasons with the Texas Rangers in his 16 years in the majors.
He did it. Four strikeouts in an inning.
Tickets are sure to go fast. Get yours now at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, the Rough Riders explode for six runs in the bottom half of the seventh inning. We go to the top of the eighth. 9-5 Frisco out in front of Amarillo alongside Big Leaguer Shane Heumann. I'm Zach Bigley. Leandro Cedeno stands in. First pitch from Barlow is high. One ball, no strikes. Joe Barlow certainly looked like a big league rehabber in the seventh. The 1-2-3 inning, two strikeouts.
Well, definitely. I'm sure he's feeling even more like a big leaguer now in this double-A setting with pitching with a lead late in the game.
1-0 is top of the zone with a fastball for a strike. 1-1.
I know he's looking to get his guys back in the dugout real quick.
Cedeno, a tough customer. He's 0-3 today, though. 22 homers. 1-1. Flipped foul out of play, right side. 1-2.
Sped him up and slowed him down right there. Got him on that front foot a little bit.
Outfield playing extremely deep for Cedeno. Can't blame him. homer to right center yesterday. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Got him with the slider, and there's one away on the third strikeout for Barlow. It's just not fair.
Not at all. And it's always comfortable to pitch with a lead, rehab or not. He gets to settle in and really work his stuff and not think too much. Because even though he's at Double-A, he's a competitor. He's just not out there to rehab and get better. He wants to pitch well and help the team.
Certainly is helping the Rough Riders right now as Eduardo Diaz stands in. First pitch. Outside corner, a called strike, 0-1.
That's what you want from a late inning guy. Come in and throw strikes.
He's done that. Started Stankiewicz 3-2 in the seventh. Here's the stretch. And the 0-1. High. One ball and one strike, but no more than one ball to each of the last four hitters.
Yeah. It's contagious when you get locked in, you know.
He's ready from the stretch. He kicks and fires. Just misses away. 2-1.
He's using that slider. Changing speeds with, it seems like.
He has the curveball as well that he'll use sometimes.
That's probably what it is.
Yeah.
At 81.
2-1. Low and outside. Three balls, one strike. Rare nowadays you don't see a reliever with a changeup in his arsenal.
No. Got to get him in and get him out of there. So let me use my best stuff.
Barlow's best stuff is as good as a lot of guys at the big leagues. 3-1 toss. Just high. Ball four. First batter to reach against Joe Barlow. It's a one-out walk here in the eighth inning. Riders lead 9-5. Robbie Enriquez climbs in. He had an RBI single in the first. A single in the third, and flat to center in the sixth.
I guess when you're speaking on changeup bigs, Fernando Rodney, Trevor Hoffman, those are the two guys you think of, late inning guys, closer type guys.
Fernando Rodney was fastball changeup his entire career.
Yeah.
First pitch to Enriquez. That's just the outside corner, a called strike, 0-1. It was like an 18-mile-an-hour difference or something like that.
Something ridiculous. Bugs Bunny changeup.
Yeah, yeah, no kidding. Floating in there.
Mid-90s fastball.
With movement.
Just not fair.
That's why I played for 40 years.
Yeah.
Barlow, the 0-1. Outside, one ball, one strike. Be big for the Rangers to get this guy back in the bullpen.
Oh, yeah, definitely. 2 months left in the season. Try to make some noise in that Western Division.
Try to spoil something at the very least for somebody else.
Oh, yeah.
This one's drilled to center. Aparicio right there. He makes the catch. Two outs.
Get guys healthy and on the same page. You never know what can happen. Build on it for the next season.
Next season seems to be a big one for the Rangers.
Yeah. I think they've drafted well over the last few years.
A lot of young guys that will be coming up there, and hopefully a healthy Josh Young.
Oh, yeah.
Could have one of the best infields in baseball.
Shout out Hombre Grande, Chris Young.
Yeah.
Doing a great job as a GM, man, so hopefully you can start to see a turnaround.
He certainly is. Easy guy to spot.
Very easy. It was my locker mate until he got traded.
Was
in instructional league with the Pirates. Yeah, we were together for one instructional league, and I believe he was traded to the Rangers that offseason, like in November or something after instructs.
Heard nothing but amazing things.
Yeah.
Well, here comes Chad Comer. It looks like he's going to go get Joe Barlow. With two outs here in the eighth inning, Riders leading 9-5, and his rehab stint has come to a close. Barlow with 23 pitches.
Comer supposed to do.
Yep. Comer takes the ball from him. And it looks like the Rough Riders will turn to Mark Church coming out of the pen. Nope. It is Josh Smith who's going to come out. 9-5 Rough Riders, top of the eighth inning, and two outs. We'll be right back with the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
811 Day, presented by CoServe, takes over Riders Field on August 11th, complete with a Rough Riders Lunchbox giveaway to kids 12 and under, presented by CoServe. It's also Thirsty Thursday and Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River with drink specials and more. We'll see you out here at Riders Field on August 11th. Visit ridersbaseball.com to purchase tickets. Let's ride!
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Josh Smith takes the hill. Rough Riders a 9-5 advantage here in the top of the eighth inning with two out and a runner aboard. Tim Tawa will be the man he faces here in the eighth. What a job by the Rough Riders today, coming from behind, trailing 4-0 early, now leading 9-5.
Definitely battling, trying to win every game. I think they can smell that playoff opportunity. So these guys are working and doing whatever they need to do to make that push to get into the postseason.
Long way to go here in this 2022 campaign.
Definitely.
Left-hander deals home. Tawa lines it up the middle right of the shortstop. Foscue, he makes the catch. Shoe level. And it's one pitch and one out. That's all Smith needs. We're through 7.5. Bottom eight coming up. Riders lead 9-5 for the Riders Baseball Network.
Little Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Little Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back of the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Spend a summer night at Riders Field on Sunday, August 7th for back-to-school night. The Frisco Rough Riders host the Amarillo Sod Poodles with a 6:05 Sunday pitch, and Thomas Ian Nichols from the classic film Rookie of the Year will be on hand for a meet-and-greet.
Ravenboozer.
Gartenhoser.
Ruhlengruder.
Rosenbagger. Warm up. You're going in.
Tickets are available now at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Andrew Salfrank takes over as we go to the bottom half of the eighth inning, and the Rough Riders looking to tack on a few more runs. They lead 9-5.
Insurance never hurts.
Sal Frank, the fourth pitcher turned to by Amarillo. It's Miguel Aparicio now. Rough Riders with a 6-run bottom of the seventh inning to vault them in front. First pitch. Inside with a heater at 91. One ball, no strikes. Sal Frank, the 24-year-old out of Indiana, native of Fort Wayne. The pitch is low and away. Two balls, no strikes. He's a Hoosier. Former sixth-round selection by the Diamondbacks in 2019.
Looks like a quick worker, fast worker as well.
1-1. Ground ball foul at the plate. 2-1.
Likes the fastball. Likes to attack with the fastball. I'm sure he's going to throw something slow. Being ahead in the count right now. You predicting this one too big?
Oh, I think I've had enough for tonight. 2-1 is high. 3-1.
Something slow. I don't know if that was a slider or a changeup. Stayed up, though.
He was good at High A Hillsboro. 3-2, a 2.95 ERA, and 25 outings for the Hops. Pitch just sits outside. And now it's 3-2.
Making these guys work that come out of the pen.
There's a ground ball to the right side. Backhanded Cedeno at first. Underhand flip to the covering pitcher, Sal Frank, and it's in time. One away.
You have to love that long series, six games in a row against the same team. Get into that bullpen and make them work. Sets it up for the back end of the series.
PFP is coming into play.
Yeah. Important part of the game that some people may not pay much attention to.
How are your PFPs?
They're all right, man, until those knees start to bark a little bit.
Scott Capers, first pitch, to swing and a miss, 0-1.
Knees start to bark a little bit. I couldn't get over the first like I used to. I guess age plays a part in it as well.
I'm waiting for that to come back and bite me. The pitch. Line and off the glove of the third baseman English into shallow left. Capers content with a single as he stops right there. It's a 2-for-3 day with a walk in his Riders' debut for Scott Capers.
Warming up a little bit. Good baseball is contagious. He's coming to a team that's playing really good.
Speaking of good baseball, Brad Miller, a 3-run homer his last time on.
Don't mind if I do. Help this team out as well.
9-5 lead for the Riders in the eighth. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him low and away, 0-1.
Two rehab guys doing their part.
Matt Homer just over the left center field wall his last time up to give the Riders the lead. 0-1. Misses away. 1-1.
Time of year you make your money. Late in the season.
Hard to believe we're already in August. 1-1. Low and away. 2-1. That's what happens. It feels like, you know, you're in May for about 4 months, and then June and July just go flying by.
Living in Texas, you wish it was November. At least it might be 90 degrees.
Extend the season. 2-1. Fouled away left side. 2-2. Take a break off in July and August. Yeah. Pick it back up end of September. Yeah.
Still might be wearing shorts in November, but won't be 106.
Rangers got Globe Life Field. They got the dome, and they're good to go.
Oh, yeah.
2-2. Check swing outside. 3-2.
Not so much for us minor leaguers.
No. I was trying to convince Victor to put a dome over this place. Said it was a little too pricey.
Like they say now, we outside.
And you'll like it. Miller back in. One out, runner at first. Offering in. Low and outside, 4.
Good at bat right there.
He's a professional. Runners at first and second for an Ellis.
Those count. Those quality at-bats count, too.
Ornelas, top five in all minor league baseball in hits. Had one heck of a season as a 22-year-old. Entered into the year as the 10th youngest player in the league.
Young guys doing it.
Love to see it. Offering home. Chopper, third base side, foul. 0-1.
Definitely appreciate it at this level. Seeing the pitching, just the level of competition, night in and night out for a guy to come up as a 22-year-old or even younger to be able to hold his own and excel says a lot.
Yeah, not just float, but really excel. 0-1. High. Ball, one strike. And Ornelas has been the epitome of that.
Yeah.
Breakout year. He's now the number 30 prospect in the Rangers organization.
Climbing that ladder.
Yeah, former third-round pick out of the high school ranks in Arizona. 1-1. Inside, two balls, one strike. His brother Brandon's here as well, younger brother. Got to take some ground balls and hit some batting practice with the guys today.
Love it.
Always fun to see.
Yep, professional feel. Nicely manicured. Balls are nice.
It's the second time you brought up manicure tonight. The pitch. That one's rocketed into left center field. That one's headed towards the gap and gone. Jonathan Ornelas with a three-run homer. His 12th of the year, and it's his first non-solo home run of the year. The Rough Riders have blown it open. It's now 12-5 Frisco.
Hey, we had a song during commercial, Freaks Come Out at Night. The sun has gone down. Some things are starting to happen here.
Rough Riders all over it offensively tonight.
Had to wake up at some point in time.
A three-run shot to left center.
That ball was hit.
110 miles an hour off the bat, 437 feet.
What I like about the homers, none were like really high towering shots. Line drives that just kept going.
That's big boy territory with that homer.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
There.
That tells you how disciplined these hitters are. Go up there not trying to do too much. Nice, easy swings.
It also tells you that's a guy who's hit leadoff most of the season. You know, a leadoff guy who can put that kind of punch in the ball.
Driving runs.
You bet. Here's Aaron Zavala, first pitch. Breaking ball catches the outside corner, 0-1. Talk about first impressions. Aaron Zavala doesn't get much better. Fourth game here in Frisco. The pitch. Check swing. He went around, pitched down and in, 0-2.
Looks like a ball play.
And he is a good one.
Little Lenny Dykstra.
Yeah. Zavala is 6 for his first 13 here in Frisco. He scored 7 runs. The pitch. Low and away. 1-2. Driven in 5. Doubled 4 times and homered. Some good production.
Definitely. The stance looks like Dykstra a little bit if you look at it. Slightly open, yeah. Kind of crouched down.
Looks a lot like Steele Walker we had last year. The pitch. Ground ball foul. 1-2.
Just looking to let them hands work.
The pitch. Swing, and a man struck him out. Got him low. 2 outs. Here's Justin Foscue.
Definitely a good pitch sequence right there.
First pitch. Foscue takes low, 1-0, no strikes. 12-5 Rough Riders, bottom of the 8th.
That came out of nowhere. Last 3 innings.
2 runs, 6 runs, 3 runs. Next pitch is in there for a strike, 1-1.
Love the crooked numbers as an offense, never as a pitcher.
One one. Down low. 2-1.
Sal Frank's listed at 6'3". He doesn't look that tall.
Deceiving, maybe?
Maybe so. Until you get up close on some guys.
2-1. Top of the zone for a strike. 2-2.
Mm-hmm.
Offering home. Ground ball foul, third base side.
Walk up close to him. It's a guy you might not want to get into a fight with.
Big guy.
Oh, yeah.
2-2. Low. Three balls, two strikes.
Making these guys work.
Pitch is high, ball four. Foskey works his way on. He's playing Krim.
Things change when you start to score a couple runs. You guys have a different hop in this step. Ready to run to the bat rack.
It's that good feeling.
Oh, yeah.
Two homers tonight for Krim. First pitch. High and outside. One ball, no strikes.
Probably have some pitches in there ready to hit. One to hit.
Things are going so good. Let me get that.
Oh, yeah.
Offering in. Krim grounds it hard up the middle. Pass to diving Stankiewicz into left center. Fourth hit tonight for Krim as Foskey makes his way to second.
Krim's been impressive, man.
103 off the bat.
Every at bat. That's grown man stuff right there.
Big time strength. That's the Blaine Krim we've been waiting to see for a while. Sean Roof came out of the dugout, and now he's talking to his pitcher, Sal Frank. Still trying to figure out what he's talking about.
Maybe some defensive stuff. I don't think he wants to dig into that bullpen any more than he has to tonight, especially in the bottom of the eighth.
First pitch to Acuna. He swings and misses 0-1.
Acuna wants to join that hit party tonight so bad.
Can't blame him. Acuna 0-2, two walks. Rough Riders with 10 hits. The pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-2. Certainly feels like more than 10 hits.
Yeah. Definitely. It's been some loud ones, though.
Rough Riders with four homers tonight. Offering in. Strike three called. Got him. The Riders sat down here in the eighth inning. But they get three more runs and a three-run long ball from Jonathan Ornelas. We go to the top of the ninth. Josh Smith back out when we come back. Riders lead 12-5 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
8-1-1 Day, presented by CoServe, takes over Riders Field on August 11th, complete with a Rough Riders Lunchbox giveaway to kids 12 and under, presented by CoServe. It's also Thirsty Thursday and Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River with drink specials and more. We'll see you out here at Riders Field on August 11th. Visit RidersBaseball.com to purchase tickets. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders continue their season-long special of Texas baseball legends welcoming some of the greatest Rangers to Riders Field this season. On Wednesday, August 3rd, Baseball Hall of Famer and Rangers broadcaster Eric Nadell will be at Riders Field for a meet-and-greet.
Breaking ball, strike three call! The Rangers are going to the World Series!
Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're at the top of the ninth inning. Rough Riders a 12-5 advantage and trying to lock this baby down. Come away with a win in the second game of this six-game series. Josh Smith needed just one pitch to get the final out of the eighth coming out of the pen. And he deals with Juan Centeno to start the inning. First pitch is inside. It's 1-0.
You love pitching with a lead, but sometimes it can be tough because you know you're ready to get this thing over with. Start to get anxious a little bit.
You have to sometimes just not pay attention to the scoreboard at all. The pitch is drilled in the air to right center field. Aparicio coming on, and he makes the running catch.
Treated like a tight game, 0-0 or something like that.
Pitch every game the same.
Oh, yeah.
Nice play by Aparicio, showing off the range.
He's moving around well out in center field. Nice and easy.
Yeah, it's his first game in center for the Riders. This year, that is. Played 15 games last year in Frisco. One out for Nick D'Alessandro. Smith deals. Slapped foul right side. 0-1.
Side poodles. They're ready to get some food. Swinging the bat right now.
Here's the stretch. 0-1. Line down the right field line and foul. 0-2. Rough Riders, 12 runs on 10 hits tonight, no errors. 5 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors for Amarillo. Rough Riders trailed 4-0 and then 5-1 at one point and 2 points. They now lead 12-5. What a turnaround. 0-2. Way up and away. It's 1-2.
Definitely did a nice team game thus far. You shut the door and make it a nice team win.
Sounds good to me. 1-2. Oh, just missed.
Pitcher's pitch.
2-2. Smith ready from the stretch. And he kicks home the offering in. Fouled back. 2-2. A win would make it 4 in a row for the Rough Riders.
Definitely take it. Get off to a nice series lead. 2-0. Going into game 3 tomorrow.
And also, Midland lost to Arkansas 10-5. So, they'd gain a game. Just be 2 games back of the Rockhounds.
Yeah.
2-2 on the way to D'Alessandro. Is slapped foul right side.
Alessandro's being a pest tonight.
4 foul balls in the at-bat.
But hey, like we said, quality at-bats count. Want to finish strong and do whatever you can to leave a lasting impression on your staff.
Always got to try, right?
Oh, yeah.
2-2. Line to center. That drops in for a hit. So the pest turns into a base runner. He winds all the way around first, but stops right there.
Don't want to give away at-bats. Coaches always stress that. Don't want to give nothing away.
One out, runner at first in the ninth. Drew Stankiewicz steps in. Oh, for 3 night for Stankiewicz. Pitch in. Ground ball to third. Ornelas has it. Flips on his second for 1. Throw to first. Got him. That's your ball game. Riders come from behind to win this baby. 12-5 the final in Frisco. And as you mentioned, Shane, a complete team victory.
Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Rocking and rolling at the right time. Gaining the game on Midland. Won't see Midland for the rest of the season. So we have to take care of our own business.
Rough Riders certainly did tonight. 12-5 victory. From down 4-0. From down 5-1. They come from behind to win it 12-5. We'll break it down in the postgame show when we come back. Rough Riders win their 4th in a row on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders have partnered with PGA Frisco to present Golf Night at Riders Field, sponsored by the 2023 KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship. On August 12th, the Riders play host to the San Antonio Missions, and fans are invited out to the ballpark for golf-themed fun and activities throughout the game. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at MakoSmartRobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results.
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Back at Riders Field, Rough Riders win this baby 12-5 over the Amarillo Sun Poodles. Alongside Shane Newman, I'm Zach Bigley. Final line scores, Rough Riders 12 runs on 15 hits, no errors, 6 left on base. Sun Poodles, 5 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors, and 4 left in the base paths. Joe Barlow gets the win. He's 1-0 on the year now as Josh Green is handed the loss. He goes to 1-2 on the year. 2-hour, 40-minute game in front of 3,139. Shane, some really good takeaways to take from this one. Blaine Crim, a two-homer game. Monster game for Aaron Zavala. Brad Miller, the go-ahead homer. Johnny Ornelas, a three-run homer. So many good things to look at. Zach Kent pitching really well after his tough start in the first inning. What were some of your main takeaways?
Biggest thing, Zach Kent, as we talked about earlier, being able to settle in after having a tough first inning against a team that he struggled against early on in the season. For him to get through five innings, not only does he build some confidence in himself, he's able to save the bullpen to a certain extent and keep his team in position to come back and win and put something together like they did later in the later innings tonight.
Huge also to see the offense. We talked about homers. Homers were certainly big tonight.
Yeah, guys started to swing the bat at the right time. May have given away an inning or two, you know, with some base running miscues. But once we got Bryce Jarvis out the game, you know, guys may have felt a little confident with the relievers coming in, strung a few hits together. Homers came at the right time and was able to take the lead and keep it.
Always a good time for homers.
Oh, yeah, always.
Love to see the offense. Rough Riders win 12-5. We'll be back to put a bow on it when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For 4 games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for 4 home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Rough Riders win it 12-5, the final score. Shane Newman, Zach Bigley back with you. Very happy to have you. Rough Riders, the big win, and Midland fell tonight as well, 10-5 to the Arkansas Travelers as we take a look at the scoreboard. San Antonio, an 8-0 win over Wichita. Corpus Christi, a 5-4 victory over Springfield. And Northwest Arkansas, they win it 6-4. Over the Tulsa Drillers. So the Rough Riders do gain a game on the Midland Rockhounds, and they separate themselves by 2 games of the Sod Poodles as well. So big win for the Rough Riders tonight, and they'll go for another victory against the Sod Poodles with Tim Brennan on the hill. He's 3-3, a 3.77 earned run average. Slade Ciccone goes on the other side for the Sod Poodles. Brennan 3-3, a 3.77. Slade Ciccone 5-3, a 4.11 earned run average. First pitch time at 7:05. It's Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River, in addition to our Thirsty Thursday here at Riders Field. So we hope to see you out here in Frisco for that one tomorrow. We'll be on the air at 6:45 for the pregame show. It'll be Chris Jarrett back with me. Shane, thanks for joining us tonight. It was a lot of fun.
Pleasure, man. I think this is a long time coming. You know, we linked up back in 2020, and then the pandemic hit us, and, you know, we found ourselves a couple years later.
Yep, so. Absolutely. Well, we're looking forward to having you back next week as well.
For sure, man. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. All right, Chris Jarrett will be back with us tomorrow. Rough Riders win 12-5, and that's going to do it for us on the broadcast tonight. Thanks to everybody who made this possible. For all of us with the Frisco Rough Riders, for Shane Newmans, my partner, and for Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6:45 for a 7:05 first pitch. But until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.